You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I don't know your tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's got a cock and tits?
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? You actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, I gotta get ready to clutch my fucking chest and grab a fucking, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come? I was wondering why I would express your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy.
Let me see them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yes! Yeah. Yes. Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains ripped.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 and join in on the conversation. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Twitter and Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us an awesome review. Hello, everybody. How's everybody feeling tonight? No, yay, maybe.
You're feeling good.
I'm feeling good. I'm happy. I'm in a good mood. It's nice out. We don't have, you know, 4.5 inches of rain falling on us like we did yesterday.
Fuck off.
It was bad.
Chris, was that you or was that? Who made it?
That was Stewie.
That was Stewie.
That was Stewie. But I'm glad that it's sunny. It's almost 80 degrees. I'm happy as shit. It's perfect drinking weather.
Good for you.
I like it. I'm okay with it.
Oh, good for you.
Chris just is bitter because the only thing he has in his fridge is Lion's Head.
Yeah, it is shit. It's very shitty.
Lion's Head is horrible.
Yeah.
Lion's Head is like the worst beer.
I think when you're drinking other alcohol with it, it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's what you said, that when you were drinking it with rum, it was less bad.
Yeah. I mean, not rum in the beer, obviously.
No. When I drink PBR, I put a slice of lime in it.
You drink PBR?
Yeah, of course I do.
I was wondering.
Why is that shocking you?
It isn't.
Okay.
So sarcastic.
So you were being sarcastic.
Yes.
I would try PBR, but I don't own skinny jeans, so I don't think I'm allowed to.
I'm classy.
Or flannels.
I drink PBR out of a glass, not out of a can.
Oh, that's classy.
I drink it out of a bottle.
Yeah, you're classy. All class.
I'm a classy broad.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You just ooze class.
I am
really,
classy. Is
that is? I thought it was kind of red.
I'm classy. Goddamn all of you.
You are classy. Miss.
I think I'm classy. So anyway, it's a beautiful day.
In your
I'm
own
happy
special
about
way.
It. In my own special way, I'm classy.
What makes you classy?
What makes me unclassy?
White trash.
Why can I be classy in a white trash way, then?
You can't. That's
why?
That's like saying you're a Nazi, but you're also a Jew. It doesn't work that way.
That is blasphemy.
No.
I don't think that you guys really think that I'm just disgusting, though.
No. No, just because
you laugh, does that mean that you actually do?
Just because you're not classy doesn't make you disgusting.
I feel like I'm classy.
Whoa.
I hate you. I feel like
Wrong.
I'm classy, seriously.
Wrong.
I don't feel like I'm Wrong. The classiest.
I don't know. Do you know what classy is?
Yeah, like no. Refined. Like
you're refined?
I feel like I am in a sense. Like when I burp, I say... Like
you
then,
burp. That's
like,
the key
sorry.
Word. That's the key word. If you were classy, you would never burp.
Well, don't girls burp?
Yeah, they do, but they're fucking discreet about it. That's classy.
So because
not during the middle of Chris's fucking story last week. That's not classy.
That's not classy?
No.
Even though I, because I apologize for it afterwards, and I'm like, oh my
God. No, that just means you have manners. That doesn't make you classy.
I feel like I'm classy somewhere.
Yeah, Runnymede.
I hate you. Fuck you, Marco. Just when we were getting on the up and up, now we're back to square one.
Back,
I hate you again.
Back down to the bottom.
Fuck you.
Man.
Stop talking to me. Fuck you. So anyway, all right, maybe classy is the wrong word, but...
Yeah, it is the wrong word.
I feel like I have some class in me.
But you've been thinking all this time all your crazy shit that wasn't real either.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Reality is what you want it to be at the end of the day. So
like
I'm good. I'm okay.
I have a 19-inch cock. Reality is what you want it to be.
Yeah, exactly. Around.
I could piss from here. I just throw it out the room, it'll find its way to the bathroom, jump in the toilet, piss, and it'll come right back.
Exactly. It's what you want it to be.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right.
Your Jeep is a Mercedes. It's what you want it to be.
Do you really want a Mercedes?
I would take one.
Oh, yeah. Anybody would take one over what they're driving right now.
Absolutely.
You don't think I'm classy at all?
No.
Not even a little
no,
bit?
No, no.
There's no class about
you
me?
You don't know what class is. The fact that you keep asking us the same fucking question, we're giving you the same answer.
No, no, no,
you don't
no,
know
no,
what
no,
it
no,
is.
No, no,
no. You're not classy.
Are you guys classy?
No.
Nope.
No.
Maybe I don't know what classy
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you don't know what classy means.
Because I thought that we all had
What's
a little
a good
class
example
in
of
us.
Class? Like, who's classy?
What, that we know, or like somebody...
Somebody
major figure.
No, a major figure, because I won't know the people you know.
Who's classy? Michelle Obama. She's classy.
Okay.
Sorry, it was the first one that came to mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Doesn't make you be a guy.
Jacqueline Kennedy. She was classy.
Yeah, she was classy. You know? She was the epitome of class. Yes.
Capiche?
Capiche.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I understand now.
Gotcha.
I'm not classy.
Gotcha. You thought you had a step on us,
yeah,
right?
I know. Right?
I thought I had a little something.
Not in the class department.
No.
Nope.
Doesn't look that way.
It's all right, man.
No, I mean, what did you think? That you were the only one here that wasn't classy? We're all
I thought we were all classy in different ways.
It's not a classy bunch here.
No.
What do you mean different ways? Like how?
Like I thought you were classy in a certain way, and Chris was classy in a certain way. Marco was classy.
She stuttered.
Yeah.
Marco.
And Marco's piece of shit classy. Yeah.
But I thought everyone had a different form of class in them. At least a tiny bit.
No.
Maybe not a lot, but... Mm. All right. Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing, Paulie. What are you going to do?
It is what it is. Moving on. Sorry. So, Margo and I went to New York on Thursday. That's why we did the show Wednesday last week.
Yes.
We were on The Hole. Make sure you check it out, riotcast.com/The Hole. It was a good time. I had a good time. We got to meet Shannon from The Thing Is.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
She's tinier than Missy.
Yeah. I spotted her.
Yeah.
No she's
shit.
She's smaller than me. We went back to back.
No shit.
Yes.
Right?
I would never guess that.
Nope.
I saw her from a block away, and I pointed at her and smiled. She was so happy.
I was like, who's this pretty midget coming to me?
She was very pretty, very sweet, very awesome. I liked her a lot. A lot. She was a good girl.
Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, very
that's cool.
Nice. Marco didn't creep on her.
I did not creep on her.
No.
Congratulations. You acted like a fucking human being for once.
Marco acted classy.
You did. You acted classy.
I never creep on her to her face.
I just stalk her on Facebook 19 times a week.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. We had a very in-depth conversation. Me and her. Yeah. So
it's like two geniuses.
You know what? I don't. Them two, to me, her and Shannon, I don't see you guys like being anything alike at all.
No. She has class.
I would say she has class.
She's definitely classy.
I think anybody outside this room has class. really.
It's possible. She has class. So she's very well put together, head to toe. She spoke politely. She was sweet. She was very nice.
She didn't burp or fart in your face.
No, she didn't even eat. She was an awesome chick.
She did the classy chick move. Don't eat in front of other people you don't know.
See, I feel like that's a thing.
No, she's on that diet. That grain, no sugar.
She's
diet.
Like on
no
a car. Paleo.
That's what
like,
I should do. No car diet. Don't eat cars.
It's a no food diet.
Yeah, no food.
Yeah. Which, she looks great. She doesn't need to lose any weight. Shannon, if you're listening, stop.
You sound like you have a crush.
I have a total girl crush on Shannon.
I'm not surprised.
No, she was looking so hot. And, like, not in a sexual way.
Oh.
Like, I might be able to marry her.
Uh-oh, Chris.
I know.
Damn it.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, I definitely didn't look at her as a sex object, but I immediately felt connected with her. Like, I was telling her shit that I didn't even tell you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
the fuck.
I know. It was weird.
Filthy whore.
Maybe it's because of that. I'm not sure.
Let's have sex.
Yeah, so it was a good time, and then we were on The Hole. And we got to be around Rob and Lori and Leah and Mr. Pee-Pee. Chris, and then surprise...
Mr. Pee-Pee.
Yeah.
You said it just like...
Yeah, Rob does a good
impression. Rob does do a good one.
He does. That was pretty funny. Honestly, Rob was right. Mr. Pee-Pee didn't need to be there. Rob was talking more like him.
Yeah, he didn't. Pee-Pee shut down.
Was he really afraid of Lewis?
No, he just didn't say anything.
He said when he had first met him, he was very intimidated by him. But now they're apparently friends.
Wow. Mr. Peavy lives in New York and apparently never has been around Puerto Rico.
And then,
you know,
of course...
what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
Yeah, see? And then we got to meet Lewis. And I was fucking stoked to meet Lewis.
I know. I heard the stream in the background.
I was so excited. When I saw him walk through the group... I did. I screamed when I saw him. I was like, Lewis.
Lewis.
I was excited to meet Lewis. I think he's... funny. I think he's cute.
It was evident when I heard it.
He
was trying to set up the three-way dance there with him and his wife, his girl and Missy. That's God, a good one.
Good for you, Lou.
Yeah, man. Knock that out of the box. Yeah.
Go get tested immediately.
I was going to say, wear a rubber, though.
Fuck you. Hey, Joe. But, yeah, it was a good time.
We're faced them.
I just like, I like being around Rob. Rob makes me feel good about myself. I like Rob a lot.
Well, that's he's good. Awesome. I'm glad, because if you were around Rob a lot more, you wouldn't feel that way.
Why?
I'm joking.
Rob is so, like, he's such an awesome person. I just like him so much.
He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
He's a really awesome. Nice guy.
He has class.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. No.
I don't feel like Rob has class. No, he doesn't. Not at all. But not in a bad way. But I don't feel like...
Not in a bad way. You're not classy in a good way.
Yeah. It was good to meet Chris Fortney, finally.
Fortney Love.
Yeah, he's very attractive as well.
He's handsome.
He's a very handsome man. It's he's like, got yeah, very
classically
nice teeth.
Classically handsome.
Yeah. It's like he is classically handsome.
He looks like he looks like an extra from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking
dude.
He's got
the tight cardigan on. You know,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. I saw the fucking pictures on Facebook.
Oh, my God. We took a selfie, and I'll show you guys. He is, like, just flawless. In the selfie.
It's like that Jamie Foxx bit when you see Prince. You know, when
you looked into his eyes?
I looked into Fortney's eyes.
That's
not like,
Jamie Foxx. That's fucking Dave Chappelle.
Fucking faggot.
It's Jamie Foxx, dude. Don't ruin the bit.
It's Dave Chappelle.
You ruined the bit. Stop it.
No, he's right. It's Jamie Foxx. Stop it.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. I could have sworn I remember Chris Rock being dressed up as Prince.
No.
Oh,
no.
My
I mean,
God. Dave Chappelle. Who the hell cares?
You're missing it. You missed it. It was a stand-up. It wasn't the Chappelle show.
Oh. I'm thinking of Chappelle show.
No, it was a stand-up. He had a bit where
I work with retards.
Walked in, saw Prince, and got all
I never saw
gay.
It. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Moving on. Sorry, I didn't realize that. But Chris Fortney is like Prince then.
Gotcha, in that bit, right?
Yeah,
I gotcha.
In that
you
bit.
See what I'm saying?
I understood you the first time.
Yeah, I know you did.
Other than extracurricular shit.
It's tough. Can we ramble on about how attractive Chris is for the next 20 minutes?
Yeah, fuck it, why not? Yeah, sure.
All right, let's everybody just calm the fuck down.
And of course, Leia was there.
Yeah, I like Leia a lot.
She's hot in a dykey type of way. You a dyke.
Yeah.
She was great.
To me, she was like the female Lewis on there.
She don't take any... She's like the pro female here. I am a female hear me roar type of woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
feminist.
Yeah, like something like that.
She's my idol. I feel like you and her would have words.
Who?
You and...
You'd have good battles, I think.
You would have quite an epic battle.
Just because I think her opinion is maybe... I mean, I think she would... If you guys found like something to debate... Like I don't know.
That could be with anyone that's on that show that was with you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it would be super strong with Leia though.
Why? I don't understand. I don't know. Are you saying I'm a?
I don't know. She's like
you're saying I'm anti. Anti.
No, female? But you know how you just said that she was like a female version of Lois.
Yeah, because she talks a lot.
I thought that she was a female version of you.
No.
I definitely got that when I was in the room. I felt comfortable because I felt like you were there.
No.
Because she seemed like
try. You're never gonna fucking patch that up. No, I honestly thought she was like Lewis. She was like the female Lewis. Like she was brash. She was loud. She was all up in the conversation. I'm not saying that as a bad thing.
No,
I'm saying that as a good thing. Like she took the fucking reins. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she reminded me of you though. When we were there, she really did.
Really, really fat too. What?
Fuck you. Oh, no. No. She's not really, really fat.
Okay. I know she's not. I know what she looks like.
No. And Lori was there, which was exciting for Marco.
You can hear Marco panting on that episode.
Creeper.
Yeah, man.
You're a creepster.
Now, let me ask you, because he's not going to tell me the truth.
Okay.
Did Lori have like a little bit of a ew like look on her face? Or was she like, didn't give a fuck?
It didn't seem like she gave a fuck.
Okay.
She made a
She
funny...
seems cool about stuff like
she's
that.
Down on
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty cool. Like, she didn't seem to... but Marco didn't really, like, lay it on.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, at
no,
all.
He didn't.
So...
No, Rob was laying it on for Marco more than Marco could have laid it on.
She knew there was enough people there to stop Marco from attacking her.
That's a good point, Chris.
I'll tell you another thing that bothered me about that show... How everybody was making fat jokes at Marco for a little bit. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't fucking know.
I was mad you didn't go.
You fat like, fucking scumbag.
Fuck, dude, yeah. Thank God I didn't fucking go.
Yeah,
I ain't going. That. Fuck that.
You should go.
No, you guys come here. How's that?
You should go. They said multiple times that they want you, that they want all of us to go there.
It's already in the works. Don't worry about it. It's already in the works.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like people who are different.
They're not different. They're just like us.
He's talking to a soundbite. You know that.
I am. So you know, Peter. Yeah, but I thought it was a good time. I definitely would have had more fun if all of us were there, though.
I don't know. I don't know if that could have been possible. There were way too many fucking people there to be.
It is a lot of money.
Two more people.
No, he would have probably made a range.
Regardless, if there was two less people and me and Chris showed up, it's still, I think it's too many people. No offense. I'm not trying to, like, you know, I just think it's too many voices at the same time. It's not really, for that amount of time of a show, doesn't really translate well. You know, and then at some point I had to hear, you know, I heard Rob, like, all right, everybody, one at a time. You know, that you got a melee going. You can't fucking, you know, he needs like a fucking whip, you know, Rob. Yeah. Seriously, to get people to shut the fuck up.
He has good control of things.
He does, but the problem is because he has too many people there, he has to keep controlling.
Yeah, like reeling people in.
You know?
And when Gomez came in like a tornado.
I love that he came in. I was so fucking stoked.
Yeah, I like how you were saying, how Rob was putting you on the spot. He was like, yeah, Marco didn't want him to come in because he was afraid he'd take up all the airtime.
It was true. I was in communication with Lewis, and then as it got closer, he was like, yeah, I'll tell Rob I'm coming up. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be that guy that, why, you know, what about if Rob didn't want him there? And here, yeah. Rob thought it was a great idea for him, and it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I didn't want him. I wasn't going to do that.
That was funny.
But yeah, I told him that. But and what he did, he came and took over.
Because I'm a real ass dude. Real ass dudes.
The real ass dude takeover.
Yeah, he's funny. I actually.
Yeah, I was saying to Fob, I said, if I only listened to The Hole and I never heard of the Jersey Jerks or Hammer Fisting, after that episode, I would have downloaded the last 20 episodes of Hammer Fisting.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was fucking hysterical. He had me crying laughing.
Yeah.
Lewis is a funny fucking dude.
Yeah, he is. He's very
funny. Filter.
No, none.
No filter. None. And I love it.
Yeah, he went into Mandy.
That was awesome.
Was that great?
That was awesome. I was like, I was fist pumping in the air when he was doing that.
It did. When he was doing it, I was looking. I was like, oh, Fabio, I love this.
Yeah, he went right at her, man.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah. And I told you that story, though, right?
You're
I
sick, cook.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thought I did. Yeah, we had a discussion about it.
Yeah, I just wasn't allowed to bring it out in the air. Anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks for breaking the ice, Lou.
Yeah, now it's out there.
Fuck her, big gum bitch. I didn't like her to begin with.
Yeah, I think I'm the only person here that does.
The chick that played her on fucking Newsroom was hotter than her anyway, and she wasn't even hot. Whatever.
Yeah, way to be on Riotcast.
Not to be like Marco here, but I don't like when people just fucking skip over, you know, the little guy.
Yeah, don't skip over the little guy. The fuck. I don't like it.
She's evil moist.
She's a whore.
So it was a fucking great time. The train ride was cool and the neighborhood. I'd go there by myself now that I know the way.
Yeah, I would too.
Did you walk? Did she make you walk?
Yeah, I made him fucking walk.
Was it a long walk?
I was fucking sweating my balls off. I was pitting.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't
It was
a good
1.6
look.
Miles, not 1.2.
It doesn't matter. It's still, it was 1.6, right. Mm. But it's an awesome neighborhood it's in.
Marco was sweating. He's like, I have to take off my hoodie.
Yeah, dude. But it was.
I don't remember. What was the weather like that day?
It was like 57.
It was gorgeous. It was perfect.
It was windy. This bitch got me running, walking the streets of New York.
Dude, we weren't fucking taking it.
Fuck that. I wouldn't walk. I'll tell you.
It was a nice walk.
It was 1.6
miles. What am I, Kenyan? I am fucking walking.
Okay, dude.
Fuck that.
You know how many miles I would have walked if I went to New York?
0.0.
That's why they have cabs.
Exactly.
Marco, how long did it take? First of all, how bad was the traffic? How long did it take us to get there walking? Do you even remember?
Because
I can tell you, I timed that shit.
I don't remember.
2 years?
I don't remember.
Do you have a guesstimation?
10 years.
What it take? 35 minutes.
Less than that. It took less than a half hour.
Yeah.
Marco ain't getting 1.6 miles in less than a half hour. Get the fuck out of
here. We were both walking fast. And we had a conversation about it because I said, yo, I walk fast. Are you going to be able to keep up? And
how many homeless people did you jump over?
Nah, there was a lot of homeless
people. No shit.
Yeah.
Beautiful neighborhood.
No, it was getting there. Once we were in like the village, it was fine. But getting there was bad. And then we took the subway back to Penn Station. Is it?
Yeah, Rob took us on the subway. Yeah, I love that. Well, that did wonders for my...
It was cool.
I used to have to ride the subway when I worked in New York.
That's not my thing, though. You know?
It sucks more late at night. That's when it really sucks.
It's just a hustle and bustle.
What time did you guys start heading back?
9-ish.
That's not too bad.
Nah, it wasn't too bad. Because like everyone was just making their trains.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though.
Wait, they were in the same technology class you were in? Making trains. Isn't that what you said you did in the second
technology roller coaster?
Roller coaster.
That's right. My bad. That would be the third class.
So she could only kill like 30 people at a time as opposed to thousands if she's constructing that.
Exactly.
That is correct.
Yeah, but I had a blast. I loved it. Yeah. I wish that all of us were there again, like I've said a million times, but...
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like fun. Absolutely. I enjoyed listening to it. I thought it was funny as shit.
Yeah, and they're all good people. They're all down there.
I love the whole drug off that Lewis and Missy had.
I beat him.
Yeah, no shit, you beat him. You fucking did everything with everything. So, wait, how'd you do heroin? Oh, I snorted it and rolled around in it for a while.
Yeah, but he understood why, which I liked.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought this up. So I was really shocked because when Lewis said, wow, you must have really had some fucked up things going on, you know, for you to be doing that, you kind of like, you acknowledged it and you kind of got into it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had the same discussion here about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you didn't say a word about it. You were like, yep.
See what happens when you're good looking?
Yeah, no shit.
No, but remember I
was like,
we get the shit end of the stick on that.
Yeah, I was like, really like, wow. That would have been nice to fucking hear on the show. Our show.
I didn't.
Fuck you fucking whore.
I didn't play that.
I didn't elaborate on the whole either. When I had elaborated.
On the whole.
Yeah, like when.
Oh. I'm confused.
No, when we were all when Lewis had said like, "Oh, you must have been through some really like tough shit." I same thing again, acknowledged it and moved on. Joe Matarese is who we always have to give credit for getting it out of me. So Joe Matarese came on to fixing Joe or whatever back in like when. We had the studio in the other place, and that's what, I don't even know how he did it, but he got me to open up about that. And remember, that's when, and it was on our show, when we had Joe on our show.
Yeah, it was Fixing Missy, I remember that.
Yeah, so I did do it on our show. So, yeah, but...
Yeah, we found out she was born under a different name.
Yeah, we found out I was born, my birthday made
a difference. Yeah, but again, if it wasn't for Joe Matarese, she would have never told us that shit. That's my point.
Yeah.
You're keeping things from us.
I was.
That's not a classy move.
I know. I was because I was afraid that you were going to like beat me to a pulp, like mentally.
Oh, okay.
And then like I was going to be like crying in the fucking corner because like you wouldn't realize how serious it was. So like if we brought it on the show, you guys would just be like, see? You guys would make joke after joke after joke. And then I might be like, but I'm telling these. This shit to these people for the first time, and they're fucking with me, and I don't know what to do, and I'm gonna go cry over there. You know what I mean?
This taint.
But I trust you all now and love you all now.
Fucking crybaby.
And I can talk about anything. I am a crybaby. I'm a girl.
All of a sudden,
guess what, bitch? When you get to know somebody, as time rolls on, you get to see.
Shield.
You put the shield down, and guess what? Yeah,
you're such a flaming cunt.
I am like that. I feel like I hate you. I like Chris. Seriously, like, you are going to be the new Marco, okay?
Awesome.
Because seriously, like, you're pissing me off so bad right now. But yeah, so listen, I would tell Fabio probably anything in the world. So
yeah, you tell me a little too much. Now.
Lucky you. Lucky you. Because you don't have your own problems.
And you guys will call me a cunt for it, which is amazing.
Who's calling you a cunt?
The sound bites.
None of us.
Nobody's calling you a cunt.
I like how the sound bites are like its separate entity now. It's like the fifth member of the Jersey Jerks.
Cunt.
All right, that's cool.
It's a fifth member.
Can we name the sound bite, please? Can we name the sound bites?
Each individual one or the
No,
general?
Like your sound bites will be a name and your sound bites will be a name.
Okay, name them.
Okay, I will. By the end of this show, they're going to have names. The end. And I'm going to say, what the fuck was that just? I hate you guys so much. So anyway, yeah.
I said my piece, Chrissy.
I feel like you guys like want to beat me down sometimes.
No, you're I think just you're like... just drunk off of one beer. That's,
that's possible.
Yeah.
I might be drunk off of one beer.
She's like, you know what? Fuck it. I ain't drinking Pepsi this week. I'm drinking a beer.
What happened to the cleanse?
I did it.
Oh, yeah? You're done?
Yeah, it was 24 hours.
What? 24 hours?
Wait, what the fuck is going on?
The alcohol
what
cleanse.
What cleanse?
Remember she said she was cleansing herself and drinking water and not eating?
You don't remember that?
No. It was only 3 weeks ago.
How long of a cleanse?
I was like, it wasn't
any. Did you get an enema?
No, but I would like to get an enema.
Oh, you'll get an enema, but you won't take a dick up your ass.
No. No dick up the ass. Because
I can tell you right now, the enema will probably shoot way more fluids up there.
Yeah, but at least I'll be like getting something out of it. What the fuck am I going to get with a dick out of my ass? In my ass.
Hemorrhage.
Like, seriously.
No pregnancy.
I'm not going to get pregnant. I have an iron uterus. We even went over this. I do.
She has a prescription for the morning after pill.
Oh, Plan B?
Yep.
I've never taken Plan B in my life.
Really?
Never. What? Iron uterus.
You never had like a oopsie?
No.
Really?
No, I have sex with condoms, and I don't let people come at me.
It breaks.
So no,
the condoms break.
I don't let people have. I don't want people to do that.
Do what?
Like finish in me
with a condom on?
Yeah,
that's what a condom's for.
I don't care.
God, you're boring.
I'm precocious. Man.
I thought you're more whorish than this.
You're precautious.
I know. You guys think I'm a bigger whore than I actually am.
What do you mean you're precautious? What the fuck does that mean?
Is that not a word?
No.
Is it a dragon?
Missy Dum Dum style.
It's not a word?
No, it's not a fucking
precautious?
Word.
Precautious.
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 What did I say?
Precautious.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not a word.
Oh. Okay, nobody's ever told me that, and... all of my years of living, so that's fucked up.
Precautious. Is that what you're trying to say? Precautious?
Isn't it the same goddamn word, just
pre-difference? Pre and per. Pre.
Oh.
Per.
You take precautions, not precautious.
Per. She said precautious.
She said precautious. Even worse.
Yeah, precautious.
Oh my God.
I was precautious about it.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
She's got Down syndrome.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I just own it, don't I? Fuck. All right, so.
Just blame the beer.
I can't blame the beer, man. Fuck, I don't even know how to say it now.
You blew it!
Precautious. I'm precautious.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb as shit.
I can't even defend myself right now.
Stupid woman.
No, you cannot.
Well, it happens. It sucks.
Keep drinking.
Yeah, keep drinking.
Yeah.
Glug, glug, glug.
Stop judging me.
Oh, my God.
What? Why are you so defensive?
You are such a cunt when you drink. Didn't need a soundbite for that.
Normally, she just hates you and Marco when she drinks. Now she hates me, too.
Yeah, right?
I don't need any of you guys. I love you guys.
What the fuck is your problem?
I love you guys so much.
See? She's like fucking, what's his name, in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Fuck you, man. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Fuck you. Love you guys. You're all my soulmates.
Oh, man.
That's all right, I'm playing. I'm playing. Okay. I'm playing. All right. Moving on.
Jeez. She does genuinely love each one of us in her own special way.
I don't want to know what she said, dude.
It's all good. It was all good. No, it was nothing negative about it.
I'm already starting a fucking hit list as we speak.
Well, she didn't say anything negative because...
You already said it.
Well, she realized that you're just like me, where if she said something negative, it was definitely going to be brought up on the show.
That's not true.
Aw. Are you upset?
No. No, I feel like you guys are fucking with me, so I'm okay. Even though I feel like Fabio could kill me.
You fucking threatened me outside with the beer bottles. Yeah, I could fucking kill you. I'll kill you in your sleep.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
That's after I put the fucking chloroform on her.
Oh my God.
Don't want me to die.
I didn't say that.
I was so sad that you weren't in New York with us. And you,
seriously,
like, hate
you
me.
Just stop drinking.
Why?
Because you're getting sappy. She's turning. Yeah, she's. You're like a pinball.
What's
right
wrong
now
with being
no
sappy?
I said no, the right pinball. I was wishing you guys were there.
Yeah. Yep. Why is it sappy? I've said this.
I didn't. He said sappy. I said stop drinking.
I'm done drinking. Oh, you guys and your ways. You're sillies. You are. Why are you staring at me like
I'm
that?
I'm just looking. Waiting all for right you to say no.
Because Lori's not here.
Margo did love Lori.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I don't blame him for, you know... Mm-hmm.
Creeping her out?
No, wait. Hold on a second. Let me finish my own sentence here. I don't blame him for thinking she's, like, super attractive. She is super attractive, but I'm not going to fucking... I don't know. I'll just act like she's not even in the room. I won't even look at her once. I'll just be like, nice to meet you. That's it.
I was looking right across.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say, you were probably sitting
there. Marcus, you're sitting right there.
Sitting there the whole time talking like this.
Yeah. Nah, not at all.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry, the mic. Like,
no, especially after she said the buffet comment.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm glad I wasn't fucking
she
mad.
She dropped that on me.
You're a whore. Go away, fat man.
Right, Tubby McFatfuck?
Look at how fat you are.
You know, maybe no to a Snickers bar every once in a while, wouldn't hurt.
Fuck you! You ate all the food!
That motherfucker's gained weight since fucking gained weight.
Oh, you fat piece of shit! Eggs and bacon! Eggs and bacon! I got a good mind to slap your fat face.
Now I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
That's why I'm glad it didn't go.
Oh, man. And you would have been sweating more than you are right now.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking dying right now.
Jeez, dude, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little hot in there.
No, in here?
No.
In here.
Yeah.
How about turning the fan on so I don't have a fucking heart attack right here on the show? You guys trying to get ratings?
Podcast host dies on air.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Good job.
Oh, no.
No, don't do that. You're going
to... No, do it.
Yeah, please do it. Wait. Before you do it, let me get the video out.
Don't fall. Who's? No one's going to look up your skull. We don't see your dick.
Damn it.
Yeah, jump. Jump upwards. Settings? You're jerking it off? Is that what you're doing? What she's doing? Does it have?
Does it go lower or higher?
That's good. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's three.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Perfect.
No, because I can cut this out of the show. You won't hear this.
Okay. I don't hear it.
I don't hear it either.
It's stealth. Stealth fan.
Missy's packing.
Yeah, cocking two balls.
See the size of that head?
You saw that peeking out?
Did you see that? Something winked at me.
Oh my god.
Fucking Peach Darth Vader helmet.
Did you say Peach?
Peach Darth Vader. Either that or you have the biggest clit on the fucking wall.
Oh my god.
Oh, come on!
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right?
Talking about my vagina.
Is that what we were talking about?
And or penis.
And or penis.
And or. It'll be a mystery forever. How about that?
Ask me about my wiener!
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, so me and Marco got to know each other on the train ride.
What'd you guys learn?
I had her ask me all the questions since, you know.
He didn't learn a goddamn thing about me.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Do you really not care?
Not even a little bit. He doesn't give a shit.
I feel like you
Marco wouldn't piss on your face if your teeth was on fire.
Of course I care, Missy.
You didn't ask me one question.
You volunteered the information. I said...
Did you feel like you got to know me better?
Yes, I did, because I hung out with you outside the show, and you know, you weren't as you weren't in your show character, or show, you know, you weren't here.
This gives you power over me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you were just normal, and your thoughts on life, you would tell me all your thoughts and shit.
I feel like I didn't get to know you any better, though, which
you
sucks.
Had an hour and a half to ask me, and you asked tons of questions.
I know. I asked you a million questions, and I still feel like I didn't get to know you.
Oh, well.
What'd you learn? You guys should have both brought pen and paper and wrote it down.
We should have.
I mean, I remember everything that we talked about, and I wanted to record it, but Marco said, oh, no, let's not record it, just in case, like...
No, I said don't run for president.
Well, no, like, just in case, like, something too personal came
Senator,
out,
I'll
I guess.
Never be president.
Okay.
Like, I went bankrupt. I can't be.
Show them titties.
No, I actually asked him some really personal questions about his relationship.
Okay. No, I meant, like, yeah. I meant, like, write shit down, like, things that you can talk about on the show.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I have a lot to talk about. I don't know about you. So, my guess.
Oh, this boring cocksucker.
Marco's house is really nice. Where he lives is really nice.
Uh-huh.
I made sure she saw that there wasn't no lithograph of me.
Yeah, there was definitely no pictures of himself.
She had to use the bathroom. I definitely cleaned it after she was done.
Did clean the piss off the toilet seat?
I left her a nugget. And just
oh, God.
So if you weren't grossed out enough now by Marco, after that, you got
to
just...
Yeah, I mean, the nugget, him. I was just like, oh, God, now we have to go on a train together. I was like, oh.
Wait, the nugget was serious?
No.
I'm a little fucked up.
Yeah, but it was good. I still feel like I know you the best. Is that weird?
Extremely.
I know. Because Marco even said, like, why do you think, like, he's like, you think that you know Chris the best, but, like, what do you really know about Chris? Yeah. And I really couldn't say anything.
No offense. Nothing. Chris isn't a fucking Rubik's Cube. He's not hard to figure out. He's very one-dimensional.
Yeah, like pussy and food. Like, what else is there to know?
Right, and he's not classy.
That like must be it, because there's not, like, too many layers to you. Like, I don't
know. He's the smallest onion you'll ever see in your life.
So I guess that's it. But, like, after it all, I feel like, I don't know, I guess it doesn't matter. Like, I feel like I have more of a connection with all of you guys than you have with me, if that makes sense at the end of the day. But not in a bad way.
No, it doesn't make sense. Nope.
Yeah, you guys all think that you have a connection with me.
I know
me.
I do, because when you're in trouble,
I do call you.
Yeah.
I know.
How am I not fucking connected?
But I actually explained that to Mark of why I do that.
Yeah.
I did. I went into big detail of why
it's pretty obvious why.
Why?
Because these two morons couldn't tell you what to do.
That's pretty much what I said. It pretty much said, like, I call.
First of all, you know what, he don't give a shit. Second of all, he's a disgrace.
Like, miss, why don't you go kill yourself? It would probably be easier.
Yeah, like, you don't. Chris has the attention span of a flea.
Yeah.
As soon as you're 10 seconds into your problem, he's already tuned out.
Okay,
he's
my
He's playing Words with Friends or some shit.
My theory was different. it was a little different, but what I had told Marco on the train is that when I need to be kicked in my ass and told the truth and somebody to, like, kick me while I'm down. That's why I call
you. You're acting like a cock.
Really? So that's what I do? I kick you when you're down?
No, but in a good way.
Pretty much what she said.
But wow. In a nutshell, that's what I said. But in a good way, like, I look for you to do that. I need you to do that.
I don't ever kick you when you're down. I pick you up when you're down.
You do. But in the grand scheme of the world, people would think that you were probably kicking me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Because you're not mean at all, but you're like, Missy, what the fuck are you doing? Don't do that. Do this.
But that's not kicking you when you're down.
But in a girl's world, it is.
Let me
talk about private conversation.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So let's say you have a friend who's like a real bad drunk or drug addict, right?
Okay.
And they fall off the wagon hard. And they're just a fucking mess. They're all over the place. And you're just like, you know what? Tough love, whatever. You pick them up, you fucking slap them a little bit. Like, what are you doing yourself? You're ruining your life. You're going to kill yourself, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Are you kicking them when they're down?
No, I wouldn't think
That's
so.
That's exactly what I do. No different.
Which is awesome.
If I was kicking you when you were down, let's say, all right, let's say one of the problems you had with a certain somebody.
Okay.
Right? And you were telling me the whole thing. This is me kicking you when you're down. Well, it's probably because you deserved it, because you're a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah, I phrased it wrong. Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
Big shocker there.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I phrased it wrong. I definitely phrased it wrong.
That's a weird fucking question.
But Marco even said, he's like, well, I really wouldn't have anything to say. If you had a problem. And
well,
I,
Marco
yeah.
understands exactly, because when Marco used to have problems, he used to call me, too. For years.
Right, and you give like the straight, no-nonsense answer.
Well, yeah.
Chris does, too, I think.
But yeah, he does.
I think he would do it in a shorter,
Chris just called me up out of the blue one day. He's like, dude, you're fat.
And then you hug up.
You see how I can
no-nonsense, no beating around the bush.
Dude, there's a treadmill in your house.
No, he's, no. Like, no, seriously, he just called up. He's like, were you busy? I'm like, no. He's like, dude, you're fat.
That's is this a true story?
And I didn't even ask him for any advice either.
Yeah, that's what Chris does.
Fuck.
Do you really do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
What kind of asshole do you think I am?
I mean, I think that you are an asshole. Don't get me wrong, Chris. Like, just because I like you a whole bunch doesn't mean that I don't think that you're an asshole. I know that you're an asshole.
Well, fuck you, bitch.
Well, that makes you mad. You should be proud that you're an asshole.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a banner made.
There you go.
Out in front of my house. World famous asshole.
Asshole lives here. Your neighbor was saying hi to you, and you're just like, go away.
An asshole.
I hate neighbors.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't like neighbors
either. Yeah, you're going to see me more because it's sunny outside.
Yeah. I'm going to see your mother's tits, you fat fuck.
Oh, God.
Chris is classy.
This is not classy.
Fucking old woman's trying to be nice. And he's
Chris would be on the bottom of classy in this
group. I'll be honest with you. I don't like people who are different.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good, though. It was a good time.
Yeah.
We all need to have a
Let's just get
experience.
That straight right now.
What's that?
I don't kick you when you're down.
I know. I phrased it wrong.
Okay.
Like, you're just tough love. Like, I guess it's that. It's the tough love bullshit.
Yeah. That's one version of it.
Excuse me.
That's all class right there.
Isn't she so attractive?
I gotta fuck her again.
Never. I'm never gonna find a boyfriend.
You don't let him fucking bust a nut inside of you with the comment.
No, I don't. Fucking
don't like
out
anal.
There. I'll put that on my goddamn OKCupid
you don't like
profile.
Anal.
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
I'm not doing it, man. That's just not my thing. I went this long in my life. Why would I start doing it now?
I don't know. Maybe it's a change of pace and give your vagina a break.
I don't want any semen. It's already broken.
That's because everyone's
that
mouth
shit.
Is usually full of your wife's butt.
I think you'll do it one day. I know you say no, and that's fine. You can go on, whatever. But I think one day in your life, you'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. What?
When I'm going through menopause or something?
No, not even. Has nothing to do with menopause. Has nothing to do with that. I don't think you'll go through menopause. No.
Well, you think she's going to be long dead before then?
No. No.
Why?
Because guys don't go through menopause.
Exactly.
Because you have a huge cock, is what he's saying.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't think it'll be because of
I thought menopause. It was everything a woman went through.
No, it is. We're busting your balls, saying that you have them. No, I'm saying is I think you will do it one day, not because of menopause or any specific. I think just one day you'll be like, fuck it. You know how you do something over and over and over and over again, and you're just like, I wonder if there's a way to make this more interesting. Ever happen to you?
Lick each other's buttholes and baby's mouth. Okay.
There's certain things that I'm very strict about, and that's one of them. I don't feel
I
like
get
that'll
that,
change.
But that's...
I'm not the... Like, I know I've had, like, sex... I've had sex in my life, obviously. I have done freaky things in my life. But I don't feel like I need sex to live.
It's not about that. You enjoy sex, right?
I do, but I don't feel like I would ever go... If I don't need sex to live, why would I need to do that?
You know what? She hasn't met the right guy yet, ever, in her life. Because once she does, she'll do anything for the guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
If he gives you everything you want in life, you're happy.
Maybe I'm a lesbian.
Well, you are.
Like, but maybe I'm like full-blown lesbian.
Maybe you are.
Because
remember,
you're just fucking selfish.
I am very selfish. Well, I'm like one of the most selfish people in the world.
That's the one thing she did say to me, too. You said
I did. I told him straight up that I was selfish.
You are. It's obvious.
That's why the kids and shit.
Well, you said... Let's face it, she's doing those kids a fucking favor.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. But don't say that to her.
No,
no, you can say it. Please reiterate it.
Honestly, I don't even think you could take care of yourself. I don't know how the fuck you can take care of a child.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
You believe that?
I do.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that.
Dude, she licks payphones in New York. You know what I mean?
Do.
Imagine what she would let her kids do. Yeah. She'd go lick that fucking homeless guy's butthole.
She talks to squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has full-blown conversations with animals.
They would be in the same fucking grade their whole lives.
Aww.
That kid graduates grade school. Mommy, you need to catch up.
It's funny how this like contradicts what you had said before, though. It's funny how this contradicts things that you have said before, though.
Like what?
Cause, like you had said like that you think that I would be
I think that
a
you'll
good
have...
mom, and you think that I'll have kids.
No, I never said you'd be a good mom. I said I think you'll have kids.
You told me
No, it wasn't me. I would have remembered that. I never said you'd be a good mom. I said you'll probably end up having kids. Because you say no now, but you never know what you may say later.
Okay.
Or I said that it's possible you may meet a man you like who already has a kid. And you may say, fuck it. You know? Kid's
maybe
old enough
that.
To a point where it's not something you got to really take care of because he's old enough to like not be looked after 24/7. You know what I mean? He's not a fucking toddler. He's like fucking 12, which isn't, you know. It's not that he can't take care of himself to a certain extent. Yeah, I never said you'd be a good mom.
I feel like you did.
No, it wasn't me.
I don't remember exactly.
I never said that. How can I say that with all the things we've ever discussed in the 4 years or whatever it was, whatever it's been, how can I possibly say that? I mean, I'd be a total hypocrite if I said that. I mean, I've yelled at you for stupid shit, like you believe in there's a hotel on the moon. Why the fuck would I sit there and think that you would be a good mother? That kid would be fucking insane at the age of 4.
Why would it be insane?
Because with the shit that you preach... This kid would be fucking... He'll get his ass kicked every day. He or she.
Oh, my God. And it goes into what we talked about, like, 2 weeks ago. And it's like, when I go to a bar, I just don't start talking to a stranger about the moon. I wouldn't, like, do that to my kid.
You sound insane.
First of all,
you
just contradicted yourself.
Why?
Because you go to a bar and you don't talk to a stranger about the moon. Your kid is not a fucking stranger, you shitty mom. You already abandoned that fucking kid.
I was building to a point. So the point I was trying to make is that, like, if I wouldn't do that just to, like, a stranger, why would I do that to my own kid? Like, I wouldn't.
What?
Like, I wouldn't put that shit on my kid. Like, I wouldn't talk to my kid.
Why would you use a stranger and your kid as an example?
Oh, because we just talked about it.
That's two opposite ends of the spectrum, though. A kid is something that should probably be the most important person in your life.
Yeah.
And a stranger is someone who should be the least important person in your life.
Right.
Life. So why would you put them in the same category? I don't get that.
Like, if I wouldn't do that to somebody that I don't even know, why would I do it to somebody that I love so much?
I still don't understand an analogy. Call me crazy. Does that make sense to anybody?
If, like, I wouldn't do it to a stranger?
I heard what you're saying.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because it's like saying, if you said, if I'm not going to do it to my mother, I'm not going to do it to my kid.
Okay, there you go.
That I would understand.
That makes sense.
A stranger and your kid.
Okay. I mean,
unless your kid's a stranger.
My mom, stranger. This shit, eventually. I don't talk to my mom about this shit that we talk about on here. So I don't talk to my mom because I love her that much.
She's heard it.
She's heard it. She doesn't listen anymore. But when she did, she'd be like, do you really, my brother, the same way. When they would hear this show, they had to stop listening to it because they were like,
what's wrong with you?
Because they don't want to hear it because they love me so much.
They didn't like me.
Well, most people don't like you. Yeah.
That's funny. I don't hear that from most people.
Really?
No, I don't. I'm a very likable person.
Well, I mean on the show.
On the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the show, you're very likable towards me?
I'm not. I'm hoping nobody doesn't like me off the show.
I hate you. I hate you so much, you fucking faggot.
Oh, my God.
Angry. Jeez.
No, but, like, okay, that's a good example, using my mom and my brothers.
Yeah, you see the difference?
Yeah,
between
absolutely.
A stranger and your kid?
I don't I was just using that as an example because we just talked about whatever, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But my parents and my brothers, like, no. When they heard it, they were like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, don't listen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just don't listen, and then you won't have to be worried. And they were like, okay. So they stopped listening. They're not worried about it. But, yeah, when people listen, they get worried about me with certain things. Would I do that to my
kid?
And
I used to tell you that on the show. I worry about you because you think this crazy shit, and then you go out through life acting like you don't think that or playing this weird role like,
well, this is
normal.
Well, this is my way to, like, express
out your stupidity.
Yeah, it's my way to, like, express myself.
You're dumb.
And express my whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't do that to my kid. Like, if I had a kid, I would know the difference. Like, I'm not mentally retarded to where I don't, like, I don't know the difference between right and wrong. Like, because I'm creative and I might have, like, a lax imagination. Doesn't mean
she's
I would be
retard.
Like, oh, hey, kid, let me fuck your life up for you.
When you become a mother, certain things kick in, certain instincts, certain...
How do you know you're not a mother?
I hear, but I know.
Come on my face.
All right, Mom.
Do you know that from your girl?
Yeah, and just
okay.
Hearing other people talk about it, you certain motherly instincts kick in. Like, you, I believe that she would evolve into a good mom.
Who are you talking to?
Missy.
I think, okay, all right.
She's not like
explain
one of those,
yourself.
She's not one of these. She's not obviously. She's not going to fucking abandon her kid.
I never said that.
I'm just saying she's not.
That would be
one.
The best thing for this kid.
Did you
granted.
See her reaction when she walked in my house and my niece and nephew were here?
Yeah,
she.
Oh, you did.
I
saw.
Fucking
I was here.
Terrified of
all
children.
Right, what happens if she gets knocked up accidentally? Right, she's going to have the kid most likely. I mean, you may not,
no,
but say
not.
You have it.
No, way. I.
No, she wouldn't.
I mean,
we can
I
kick
couldn't.
Her down the steps.
Imagine if she had a kid in the same under the same roof she's living in.
You should get a schmushmorshman at the schmushmorshman clinic.
She would be running every time the kid showed up in the room. Missy would be running out of the room. That's how she was when his brother's kids were here. She was like, "Oh, hi." You could hear her. I was sitting right here, and I could hear the steps. Boom, 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 boom. And she's like, "Where's kids downstairs?" Like they were like the cops.
I'm terrified of children. I'm absolutely terrified.
But if you were to get knocked up, and you gonna have the kid,
smush, smush,
and you had the kid, instincts kick in. Your motherly instincts will kick in. She's going to be forced to do the right thing. Now, teaching the kid stuff as the kid gets older is a different story.
Yeah, don't homeschool this kid.
Yeah, don't do it in Runnymede. Yeah, you got to give him a fighting chance. He's already behind the eight ball. All right,
lesson one. You have to go in the pussy before the pussy becomes something else.
The kid's like sitting there watching like TV or some you know, kid show, and they're trying to teach him the planets, and she looks at him, and he looks up at her, and says, Mom, I don't understand this. Well, they don't inject you in science when you're born. And the kid just starts fucking crying, and she's like, whatever. She smokes a fucking joint right before you. I'm busy. I'm watching Cosmos Pitch.
Yeah.
I like how she fucking thought Rob actually got Neil deGrasse Tyson to come on the
show. She got excited.
Yeah,
I heard it. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm
bugging out.
Yeah, come on. I mean,
I don't know what he's capable of. I was freaking out.
He's the pod father. He can do anything.
He is the pod father. He is the pod father.
He is. The pod father.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mother,
I'm bad with hypothetical situations.
Yeah.
I immediately think the worst in them. So, I guess.
Oh, my God. It's... Neil deGrasse Tyson's here? Nuh-uh.
Nobody even knew who he was, really. No.
They really didn't.
I know. I heard.
Next week, he's going to have Barack Obama on the show. He'll do anything.
I wish Rob would have said, now obviously he wouldn't really know because he'd have to be here every fucking week to understand. But if he said, I got Neil deGrasse Tyson and, what's his name? Paul, or, what's his name? The guy who plays Jesse Pinkman.
Aaron Paul.
He would have fucking died right there.
I would have fucking died if he would have said that. I would have freaked out.
She'd be like, oh my God! Oh my God!
But you never know who's walking down them streets, man. That area's full of them. Full of, you know, people.
Yeah, like, but what do you think? Rob's soliciting fucking people?
No,
hey, Colin
not.
Quinn, you want to come in and do our show?
Nah. No, he went out and got Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah.
Real ass dude.
Because Louis was outside fucking collecting money.
Panhandling.
He's panhandling.
I'll tell you a joke for a dollar.
He was doing his set right on the street.
Had a big sign, real ass dude. Real ass jokes by a real ass dude. fucker. Fantastic.
That's so funny, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a good
time. That was good, but I wish you guys were there.
Yeah, I wish I was there, too.
Yeah.
We've been, I would have definitely tried to battle for some mic time.
We're working on a date on the weekend.
All right.
So, well, you know.
Yeah, I heard, she said something about a Sunday. I prefer not to be a Sunday.
Oh, no? What would you prefer?
Any day, but, no, I'm just kidding.
We'll work just your schedule.
Yeah.
We'll work around you.
Just let me know.
Okay.
Whatever, dude. At least I want to go, fucker. Don't act like you want to go.
That's true. Chris is like, no, I don't want to go.
Chris could care fucking less if we got dropped off a riot kit, whatever. You don't give a shit.
You think I want to go to New York now after the Flyers lost? Fuck that shit.
You don't want to ever go to New York. Neither do I, to be honest with you. I fucking hate New York. But, you know, it'd be nice to hang out with Rob.
Yeah.
Sprantz, not Kelly. Fuck him. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, dude.
Fucking guys. Fucking
thirsty jerks. Why aren't you coming to Harris tonight? I'm at Harris.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Artie Lang was on last night on the podcast. Yeah,
Who was?
Artie Lang was on Nick DiPaolo's.
Really? Oh, yeah. Nick DiPaolo. I thought you meant Robert Kelly. I was like, really?
No.
I would have never guessed that.
No. He was on Nick DiPaolo's.
No. Podcast. I'm not surprised.
No. But, yeah, because his show's done. Artie's show's done.
No shit.
Yeah.
Artie's life is done.
And was Artie's last show, he wasn't even on it? Robert Kelly was?
No. He got diabetes, I think. Yeah, he was hospitalized or something, and he came back, and they told him, no more show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they let him close it out. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Yep. But they didn't talk about why the Apollo left or anything. I guess they're not allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't really say too much about it. Nope. So, but it was a good show.
Well, that's
Artie's pretty fucking funny. So, you want to take a break?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Sure, I do.
All right, we'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
All right, we're back. Oh, that's better. That wind coming through that.
No, Missy farted.
Oh,
damn it.
Classy.
Sorry.
Classy.
It's my classiness coming out.
Sorry. Been building up for a while. Sorry.
Which end did that come out of?
The back end.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to come out of her dick.
That would be weird if dicks like queefed.
Peefed?
Queefed.
Peefed.
Peefed, yeah. That would be insane and awesome at the same time.
I wouldn't mind that. Give the ass a rest.
Or that.
Give the ass a rest.
Definitely needs it, man.
Dick farts. What kind of names would they come up with?
Peefed.
No, there's got to be multiple. Like, there's 100 different names for a vag, and...
Didn't we do this last week?
Oh, yeah. Not for dick farts.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I haven't the slightest clue.
Yeah, I don't even understand why a queef is called a queef.
I don't know.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
Probably because it sounds like the word.
Queef.
Queef.
Or that. Maybe.
You don't fart in front of guys, right? You said?
I mean, I probably have,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Dutch oven, motherfucker.
My girl won't fart in front of me, but every once in a while, I'll hear it in the middle of the night, and I'll be like... And you hear like a little...
Do you ever hear a stomach growling from holding it in?
No, I think if I heard her stomach growl, it's probably because she was hungry. But, no, once she's sleeping, she'll let him rip. She doesn't know. She's sleeping.
Right.
I'm awake, and I hear it, and I'm like, oh, God.
Was that a fart?
You ever get like a whiff downwind?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah. I can tell you this. One of my ex-girlfriends, she would fart constantly in her sleep, and it smelled like a fucking dead body in the room. It was like the worst fucking smell ever.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was putrid.
I can taste it. Is that onion? Onion and
I wish
onion
it was
ketchup.
Onion and ketchup. It wasn't. It was like decay. And
charred bodies.
Yeah.
I find women's farts stink. Like when
they smell worse.
Maybe because they hold it in.
I think so. Yeah. Plus they're so fucking tight. You know, like wound up. You know what I mean? Did you ever let one rip at work? Like when no one was around because you were just like you had to. You stopped.
Oh yeah.
You, yeah. Can you imagine somebody walked in? Oh God.
I have Febreze. I immediately spray it.
Isn't that making it obvious though?
No, because that's like my
thing. Shit flavored roses in here.
Why does it smell like linen and shit?
Now funny. I'm gonna leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
Oh man. So do you guys see that that chick that died fucking posting on Facebook?
She died seconds after it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like a second. Like right when the thing went up, apparently, that's when she
It was like it went up at like 5:33 and the cops got a call at 5:34. Like
that. That's so insane.
I mean, yeah. It was literally click, ah! You know what I mean?
Look, man, I know that song.
Well, if it was minutes later, she would have been paying attention to the road.
I know the song is like super popular now, but that's a really shitty way to go.
That's the last. I knew that was coming. She went out happy, dude.
She's right. She's like, click, 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 click. I really love Pharrell's new song, Happy. That's it. The song's over.
Do you guys do that? Do you text and drive or talk on your phone?
No, try not to.
No, the beauty about today's technology, I don't have to text anymore. I could just speak into the phone when I want to text.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Do you have to pick up your phone and do anything in that process?
Well, in my car, I have the Bluetooth, so I could just hit the button and say what I want. And now, also, my car also reads the text messages back to me.
Okay.
So I don't actually have to read anything.
That's cool. That's a good thing.
I'll do it at like red lights or something.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I plug my phone into like the aux and I listen to like
the aux.
The aux?
The aux.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah, why?
The aux.
I've heard people call it that before.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You never heard anybody call it that?
No.
Okay. So I plug it in the aux, so my phone will let me know when I'm getting a text message and shit, but I don't check it until I'm at a red light or something. I don't text and drive. I'm talking the phone and drive.
Marco texts at lights, too.
Flashing. Lights.
Text and sing.
Yeah, buddy.
I actually read it today, and it was like in April, in the beginning of April, these like psychologists came up with this, you know, relatively new term. It's like selfieitis or something.
What?
Selfieitis, maybe? Yeah. Okay. You know about it?
I read it. Yeah.
It's really called selfieitis?
I don't know if it's really called that.
It's
but that's
self it and then itis. So however the
I got
fuck
the itis.
And it's like about like how you have like serious like mental problems if you do it, and how many times you do it a day means like what level of that selfieitis that you have. And this girl obviously had the most extreme case.
It's not a new disease. It's called being an asshole. It's just another way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's like being like there's people that like take selfies of themselves but then never like post them.
You are just over the line of mental retardation.
No, I hear you. It's
yeah.
Just,
like, do you guys do that? Do you guys take selfies?
Never.
Right?
Not when people call me really, really fat. Why would I want to look at myself?
I feel like
he has to hold his phone a mile away.
Yeah, someone has to hold it for me.
You have to take a panorama pic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Bob, don't move.
Oh, my God.
Once you go 360, you get the whole face.
Forget it, I quit.
Oh my God.
Split it up into two panoramic pics, chin one and chin two.
Two different text messages. Half the face on one.
Oh my God.
This is the second chin. Oh, thank God for Photoshop.
But do you find it weird that if a guy takes a selfie versus if a girl takes a selfie?
Well, I don't know guys that take selfies. I really don't. I mean, not like constant selfies. Maybe once in a blue moon, then maybe. You know, but other than that, I don't know. I don't really know women that take a lot of selfies either.
Oh.
I don't.
Your girl don't take selfies?
Not like crazy amount. I mean, if you look at her Facebook, she doesn't have selfies of herself plastered all over the place.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So she'll usually bother someone to take her picture. I don't think most girls don't like selfies either, because selfies, do you notice like selfies don't look as good as if someone were to take it for you? Do you know what I'm talking about? Because it's like right up in your grill. It's always a weird angle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how girls are. They're just like, no, I don't like that picture.
Yeah, but I see a lot of chicks.
Well, yeah, I think it all depends on the girl, too. Like, if it's a fat chick, they can put it at the angle where they don't look that fat.
Yeah, but I mean, not many fat girls take selfies. I've never seen any fat girls take selfies.
No, thanks. I don't date fat chicks.
I have. I've seen all different
shapes and sizes
of selfies, men, women, everything.
Really?
It bothers me when it's men. I don't know why.
It's kind of gay, right?
It's weird. I just don't understand. I don't. You always, like, men are obviously narcissistic, but you always, like, the females are usually the
people
that. You
expect it from the female. Yeah. Yeah, I got
it. So it's almost, like, secondary. And then when a man does it, even if it's, like, a very good picture or whatever, I'm like,
faggot.
In a way, yeah. I'm a little turned off by it. I don't like it.
I can understand.
And I didn't know if that was like if I was being like sexist in a way by doing that.
I just think, you know what? That's the one good. I hate social media for the most part. You know, I've complained many times on this show about how much I hate Facebook and how it's just making this planet dumber and dumber by the second. That eventually our world is going to be just like that fucking movie, Idiocracy. That's what it's going to be like around here. But at the same time, I kind of like social media for this reason. It's weeding out the fucking herd. Like, this dumb bitch doesn't know any better. You know what I mean? Then don't fucking... I mean, that's what you get. What did you expect was going to happen? You're not paying attention to the road, obviously. Because you fucking... What was it? Head-to-head with a tractor trailer?
Yeah, she went over to Median.
How did you not feel that? And stop your selfie or stop your texting. Like, how fucking into it are you that you don't even realize
she
where
you're jamming?
She was happy.
Yeah, she was happy. All
right. Yeah, that's a little extreme. And
yeah, clap along if you feel like your car don't have a roof because you went through it.
It's kind of upsets me. It makes me, like, I already, like, worry all the time about drunk drivers. And now I feel like I always have to worry about people, like, on their phones. It drives me nuts. Like, and it makes me have anxiety to a point where sometimes,
but
like,
see,
at
you're
night.
Aware.
Yeah, at night, I don't like driving at night. Because I feel like I can't see what everybody's doing, and it freaks me out.
God damn it.
Because I'm like, oh, who's on their phone? Who's texting?
But that's good, though,
because,
see, at least you're aware. So you're very aware when you're driving. You're like, yeah. You know, I got to watch out for the drunk driver or the text driver or, you know, the selfie driver or whatever.
And it's
so
like, can you call the police on somebody that's on their phone?
What's that?
Can you call the police on somebody that's on their phone?
I'm going to call the police.
I call the police on drunk drivers when I'm driving.
How do you know they're drunk?
If I'm like behind them, I won't follow them or be a weirdo, but if they're like crazy, yeah.
I'll call the police and I'll be like, sons of bitches.
I'll be like, I'm on the Schuylkill Expressway. There's this car. Here's the car. Here's the license plate. They're all over the place.
You could, but it's really a waste of their time. They're not gonna
right. It is
unless you give the license plate. But even then, what are they going to do? Because at that point, if they show up at their house, it's like your word against theirs.
Well, when they're drunk, like when I say that there's like a drunk, they're obviously drunk on the road. They'll say, okay, we're going to send a patrolman to like patrol the area. But like on a cell phone, like can you really do that?
I don't think
like
so.
These drunk drivers, like the. I've only had to do it twice in my life, and it was insane. Like, to the point, like, I was scared to pass them.
You called
them.
The cops? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And what happened?
A police officer came and pulled him over.
Wait. You were on a moving car, you called the cops?
Yeah, I did on the Schuylkill on St. Patty's Day.
And how the fucking cop find you? Find him?
I said where I was. And they said, okay,
right,
we're going to send a patrolman.
Right. But you're driving, right?
Yeah, it's in like the middle of the night. So
you
they
see what I'm
drive.
Saying? Like,
no, you can give like a mile marker of where you're at, which direction you're going.
Right,
they could jump
then,
on the expressway and go.
Right, but then they stop. I mean, but they're not stopped. They're still going. So by the time they catch up, who knows how far away they are from that mile marker.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how quick it takes them to react. If it takes them 15 minutes, they're not going to catch them. But if there's a cop in the area that could jump right on the expressway, it could be minutes.
When it was the one on 55, the one on 55 took a long time. The one on the Schuylkill took like less than 5 minutes.
Jeez. Yeah.
They said, we have a patrolman in the area. We're going to send him there right now. And it was by the zoo. And he was like, boom. He was like almost there in less than 5 minutes. The one on 55, though, it took a little bit of time, but I was driving far, and I was just kind of like hanging back, and I'm like, I think this person is definitely drunk. And it took like a good 15, 20 minutes.
That was you, you motherfucker.
Yeah. And I felt bad doing that, too, but they...
You killed somebody.
Yeah, you saved a life.
Like,
you probably saved a life.
It was scary. The one on the Schuylkill was the scariest thing I've ever dealt with in my life. Like, I was beyond upset about it. Like, I was crying. I'm like, oh my God, this person's going to kill somebody. Because you know how the Schuylkill is. It's three lanes, and then there's always that merging lane, like, that comes and goes. So there's a fourth lane every now and again. And this person's just all over the road. Like, they weren't even paying attention. Yeah. It scared the shit out of me.
I was driving home from the shore one night years ago, and there was somebody in the car with me, and they were sleeping, and I'm driving, and I was actually close to home. I was on Black Horse Pike at that point because I was coming up 322 from the shore, and there was a car in the other – going the opposite direction, but they drove up on that grass median, and then they just came into the same lane I was driving in. I was like, oh shit. So I immediately pulled into the first parking, like right there. It was a parking lot. I forget. It was some like, I don't know, so one of those plant flower places, you know, they sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like garden store. Like the garden
something
store.
Like that, but it was like a mom and pop one. It wasn't like a chain or anything. I pulled right in there and the guy's still driving. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, he's gone. Thankfully, and I didn't know this, there was a cop with his lights off across the street. He saw him, whoosh, came right
out. Got him right away.
Oh, yeah. That was like, thank God, yeah. Too, because I was like freaking out over it. I was like, I can't turn around and chase him because I've
hell no.
You know?
You don't want to put yourself in danger.
Right.
I'm going to call the police.
Years ago when I went to Rowan, me and one of my friends were at one of the off-campus parties, and yeah, there was a big checkpoint right on 322 through Rowan, where the apartments are. So like, I'm already like, we're coming from the apartments. I'm like, fuck, I got to go through this checkpoint.
Right.
So I go through it and I'm okay. And I get through it and we're driving down 322 and there's a car in front of us. Well, it starts veering into the other lane and then kind of comes back and just goes right off the right side of the road and slams into a fucking tree.
Yep. Wow. See?
And you saw that?
Yeah, watch. I was the car right behind him.
Wow.
And then you got to think like, well, fuck, what am I going to do? I have to, at minimum, call the cops.
Yeah.
I just saw an accident. But I don't want, I mean, I'm fucking hammered.
You don't want to pay attention to yourself.
I don't want to go over there and be like, yeah, I just saw that car hit a tree. So what we did is we busted a Yui. We busted a Yui on 322 and went back to where the checkpoint was. And my friend got out of the car and said, listen, I don't know what happened, but there's a car slammed into a tree right down the road. And he was like, yeah, we just got a call. We're on our way there now.
All right. That's cool.
But, like, I didn't want to say that, like, yeah, I fucking watched them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you never know what it is either. It could be a drunk driver. It could be...
He had to fall asleep.
Well, and I used to work for Home Depot, and it was, like, 5:30 in the morning, and a truck driver, it wasn't a tractor trailer, but it was like one of those big box trucks, like a Ryder type of truck. Mm-hmm. This guy crashed into the light pole right out front of the store. Mm-hmm. It was right on Columbus Avenue. And me and the guy I was working with, we heard a boom. And we're like, what the fuck was that? So we walked outside and we see this truck. And there's like, not smoke, but, you know, steam coming from the, you know.
Right.
And we see this guy, his head's down. His nose is busted. His blood just pouring out of his nose. He obviously fell asleep at the wheel because, you know. But we didn't know what to do. And, you know, the guy that I was working with, his brother's an EMT, and he was like, yeah, we can't touch him or whatever. So I'm like, but he's fucking bleeding like a pig, you know, like we got to do something. So he went in the back, grabbed towels, and we like put it like on his chest and tried to like pat his nose a little bit. And then it was cold. So he grabbed a blanket and we put a blanket on him. Obviously, someone had already called the cops. The cops came, the ambulance came, and that's, we heard later that day, because the guy's wife came in and thanked everybody, but he had fallen asleep. I mean, he wasn't drinking and driving. It was just, he was working, and it was just early, and he fell asleep. So, and it sucks, man, but that shit happens. I doze off a lot when, I mean, not doze off, but I'm like, I'm really tired though. When I'm driving at like 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm like sitting there and I'm like, sometimes I'm literally punching myself in the face to keep me up. You know, like I can't, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking about putting cigarettes out on my arm, you know?
Oh man, dude, that's not good.
It's just, dude, sometimes no matter how much coffee you drink, you just can't wake up.
Yeah. Your eyes are all heavy. Sure.
Well, it's not just my eyes. But yeah, it's ridiculous though. I mean, and I could see how that shit happens, because there's a couple times where, like one time I remember I was coming back from Pottstown, and it was pouring rain. This was last year. It was pouring rain. It was a little chilly. And you know when it's raining real bad, it's just fucking dark as shit out, even though it's middle of the day, you feel tired from it, you know? And the fact that you're cold and you're a little damp, it just makes you feel even more tired.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pull the truck over. I had to pull the truck over and just, like, sleep for 10 minutes. I really did, because if not, I could feel myself, like, my head was just falling down.
That's
like,
crazy.
I gotta pull over, you know? It was either that or just keep trying to drive. And then, but thankfully, though, that 10 minutes actually helped.
That's good. That's good that you know how to do that.
Quick power naps.
Yeah. Like,
literally.
Yeah. That's good that you know to do that, because...
And most people, they think they can just tough right through it, but you can't. I fell asleep one time with fucking 6 people in the car.
Oh, my God.
And I got off an exit.
Jesus.
I woke up at the last second, like the exit, you know how the exit turns, like kind of curves? I had just gotten on it, and I woke up and saw that it was about to curve, and I was like, everybody woke up. What the fuck? You know, and I'm like, no, it was a deer, you know. And they're like, what? I'm like, there's a deer. It was a deer. And they're like, where are we? I was like, I don't know. I have no idea, man. I fucked up.
See, this one time, this had happened to me, and this is why I'm so crazy when it comes to it, is that I was driving home from the shore with one of my friends, and we went down just – it was, like, not summertime yet, but not... It was, like, in between, like, spring and winter, I guess.
Like Sprummer.
Sprummer? Sure.
Sprinter.
I like Sprinter.
Sprinter.
So it was Sprinter. And we went down to the... We wanted to go somewhere so we could do ecstasy and nobody would bother us. So there was, like...
All class.
There was a bunch of them. There was, like, 7 of us. So we went down there, but we were in multiple cars. And it was me and my one friend. And we, like, waited to, like, watch the sun come up and, like, just be all... It was awesome.
Right.
So when we started to come down, that's when we decided to drive home. I think it was Ocean City. So it was... it wasn't Atlantic City. It was a little further. So it was, like, a kind of far ride home. And I had fallen asleep, and my friend fell asleep, and I woke up because we were driving on the grass median, and I freaked out, and I was like, oh my God, get up, get out, get up. And now I can't even, like, it takes a lot for me to even fall asleep on a car, like in a car, like in a car, like driving home with anybody, because I'm so fucking afraid that that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And it terrified me to the point where I was like, holy shit, like, should we even be driving? He's like, no, I'm fine. And
it's like your sense memory. So he's like, oh, I'm not.
Yeah. So no matter what, like, even if I drive him from Atlantic City at like 9 o'clock in the morning and I've been up all night and I've been drinking all night, I'm sober, but I'm tired. I'll still drive home, but I become like awake.
Right. My girlfriend fell asleep when we first started dating. She was driving home from the bar. She was with her friends. She fucking fell asleep at the wheel, getting off the exit to go to her house.
Wow.
Hit the fucking, the beginning of the guardrail. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the fucking...
Yeah.
Just at the beginning, boom, fucked her car up. Ugh. She broke her fucking nose. This was like, we were only dating a month when it
broke
happened.
Broke her nose?
Yeah, yeah, she broke her nose. Jeez. And, you know, it was just like, and you would think that after something like that, that she would never fall asleep in a car again. No, when I'm driving. Just like, well, I'm glad I'm tired. You know, it doesn't help that you're so fucking cozy and warm, balled up in fucking front seats. Like, you know, I almost feel like I have to put her in the trunk, you know, because it's distracting to see her sleeping when I'm driving at fucking 3:30 in the morning. No, like she puts the seat all the way back, like it's a bed, and it's like
nice.
You know,
that's crazy. I would never fucking do that.
Could you
imagine if you got into a car accident? What would happen to her? She's laying down.
She'd be
like
in the
that?
Glove compartment.
My friend, I have friends. They were driving home from the shore one day, and it was her boyfriend and her brother, and she was laying across the back seat, just sleeping. Mm. They got into a car accident, and they had to slam on the brakes, and she just got
hit the back of the seats.
She's fucked up forever because of it.
Really?
Like, she can still walk and stuff. She has massive back problems.
What the fuck kind of seats do they have?
Yeah, I guess it was a truck, I think. And she hit the bucket seats, but the way that she hit them, it like snapped something in her back.
Ooh.
And she's like fucked up forever from it.
Wow.
And this was like a long, long time ago. She had to wear a back brace for fucking years.
I can imagine.
I can't do it. Sometimes, like, I'm not going to lie, like, if me and the Biffle are driving, I can fall asleep because I trust her. But, like, I try really fucking hard.
Doesn't matter who you trust,
though.
You just never know. It could happen to anybody.
She could have one of those, she could have a bad day.
And that's
day.
Another thing, like, I get worried about her, so I'm like, I can't fall asleep because what if something happens? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm paranoid when it comes to driving. I don't even like driving. But it's a necessary evil, so you have to do it. Yeah. But when you're impaired and, like, driving, like, even being tired is like being drunk.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that's
I'm
scary.
Actually better when I'm drunk.
See? Like, because you're more
I'm more alert when I'm drunk.
Yeah, than when you're
tired.
You
know you got to get there.
Exactly. And it's fun. It's so weird how I can honestly obey the speed limit to a T when I'm drinking, after I've been drinking. Like, really. And I'm, like, I have, like, almost tunnel vision where I can stay in between the lines. You know, I'm never veering off. And
that's
if I
good.
See a stop sign ahead, I slow down way before I get to that stop, and I stop right before the stop sign or at a red light. I don't even inch out at all. Like, I'm stopped before that line, you know, because I know I'm always thinking there's a cop behind me or there's a cop parked somewhere waiting for me.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, I remember one time I went, we went out with, it was me, my ex, Mike and Rose, and Rose's brother. We were at some bar in Hamilton, right? There was a checkpoint. We'd all been drinking. I was the DD, but I had been drinking. And I was not sober. And they checked
buzzed.
Every car. And any car that tried to turn around, there was cops planted everywhere to intercept them.
Holy shit.
So when I was about to do it, too, but this car I saw in the rear view did it before me. And a fucking cop, like, it just flew out of the bushes and, like, pulled him over. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm like, does anybody have any gum or mint, something? You know, like, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's a bad idea because if they smell mint, because, you know, cops get pretty fucking close. They get up in your grill.
Absolutely.
You know? So if they smell it, you know, whatever. So I said, you know what? I'm lighting up a cigarette.
Perfect.
Exactly. And I made sure that I wasn't really dragging until I got right up to the cop, and that's when I started smoking. And thankfully, he didn't say, like, put that out or anything like that, because I've had cops pull me
over. Oh, absolutely.
Say, put that out. And,
was
you
he
know,
a young cop?
He was, like, whatever, I don't know, like, in his 30s. I mean, yeah, he was young. I mean, it wasn't like a kid, but, yeah, he was young. And it wasn't just him. There was multiple cops that were standing out there. And, you know, he flashes the light right in my eyes. And I just stared right at the light.
That is so terrifying.
You know, I didn't, like, you know, squint or anything. I just looked right at the light, you know. And he was like, where are you guys coming from? I said, I just picked them up. And I said exactly where we were. But I said, you know, I just came to pick them up.
Cool.
And then he was, like, looking in the back and whatever. And he looked at my license, everything. And I was just like...
That makes me happy, though. Like, and I know that this makes me, like, a square.
You just have to kind of be composed.
Yeah.
You know, don't be a freak when they pull you over. I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter. They just have a chip on their shoulder, like, get out of the car.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
They want to catch people.
Right, right. They want to. But, I mean, this is a checkpoint. There were so many cars on the road. They had to get through all of them. And, you know, look, when you see a checkpoint, you obviously are going to slow down.
Oh,
so
it
wasn't breaking the law at all for them to see anything. So because I kept my composure and my license checked out and everything checked out, and I didn't have any fucking warrants or anything or, you know, whatever, unpaid tickets, they were like, all right, go ahead. And they just let me go. And we were all like, shh.
That makes me happy that they do that, like, at checkpoints and stuff, because I'm terrified of drunk drivers.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of
them. You don't know where or when they're going to get.
I try not to drive after, like, if I don't drive, if I try and leave, like, a bar or something around midnight. If I don't, I wait until way later. Like, I'll hang around and, like, chat with my friends and stuff, because leaving a bar at 2 and driving home, it feels like my chest tightens up so bad. Like, I freak out. Like, it's
See,
so
I don't
hard.
Think it matters when you leave. I think you have just as much of a chance to get into an accident at midnight.
You don't feel like you're everybody's doing it for your leaving
own,
at 2?
You're doing it for your own peace of mind,
yeah,
I think.
Like,
yeah,
I get I'm, like, frightened of drunk drivers. Frightened.
I can understand. I mean, my thing is just you just have to, like, you'll know. Your body knows. You know, then there's some people that are just like, no matter how drunk they get, they're like, I'm fine. I'm going to drive home. And I'll be honest with you. My brother had to stop me one time because I was way too fucked up. I was puking on the way to the car.
And you're like, I can't.
And I got in the car. I turned the car on and I leaned up against the glass, like, of my window. My brother came outside and he fucking jumped in the passenger seat, turned the car off, took the keys, put in his pocket. He's like, you're not going anywhere.
Did you fight him on that?
No, I didn't fight. I'm not going to fight him. I was just like, I'm all right.
Not
I'm
physically, but
no,
like,
I was like, I said, no, I'm all right, Jerry. You can give me the keys. Like, no, he's like, just wait a little bit. You know, my brother was cool about it. He was like, just wait a little bit.
Cool.
He's like, well, you know, I'm getting ready to leave too. I'll take you home. I was like, yeah, but I don't want to leave the car here. He's like, no, he's like, I'll have one of the other guys drive it back with us.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so, and he was like cool about it, you know?
That is nice.
So
I feel like with this story, like, do you think that this is something as, I feel like drunk driving is common.
Yeah, it's common.
Okay. So is this selfie taking thing while you're driving common?
Well, now it is because everyone's got a smartphone.
Okay.
You know, it's not like people are taking selfies with a nice digital camera.
No.
They're using their smartphone.
Do you think it's as common as drunk driving though?
Oh, I'm sure there's more people doing texting and selfies now than drunk driving.
Do you think that the death rate is as high?
Think about it. Think about it for a second, all right? There aren't as many drunk drivers in the daytime as there are at nighttime.
Right.
Okay. But you have people with smartphones that aren't even legal drinking age that don't go to bars, that have phones and have licenses. So think of all the millions of extra phones and people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why the chances are greater, because there's more of this shit. So, yeah, there's more people getting that. I can't tell you every day. I mean, I'm on the road for my job, and I can tell you 90% of people that I see in front of me or on the side of me when I glance over, they're on their – either they're talking on their phone, which is still a common thing. Apparently, some people don't know about Bluetooth yet, or they're texting. I could see them. They're texting. Or they're holding their phone on top of the steering wheel while they're driving because they think that they can –
Right, they can see the road that way.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
No, obviously.
You can't, you know. When I was texting you about Don Jameson being on that radio show, I spoke into the phone. Because in my work truck, I don't have Bluetooth. But I have the little mic button in the text thing. So I keep that open, and I hit the mic, and I without even looking at the phone, I said exactly, and that's probably why it came up a little fucked up.
Yeah, it did come up a little fucked up.
It wasn't because I was drunk.
I was just like, I hope he's not texting and driving.
I didn't care what it said. You'll get the gist of what I'm trying to say.
I absolutely did.
Yeah.
But it made me worry.
Now, if
that
it said Don Johnson has a big wide hole, then yeah, you would have had a problem. But I was saying Don Jameson's on that show.
It's just scary to like think about
think
all
about
that.
All the drunk people that leave a game, like a sport event, a concert. I think all those people that are actually walking back to their cars.
I always wait. I wait as long as I can to leave.
You gotta worry about that.
I try and I don't try and beat it. Like sometimes if I'm really tired, like I'll be like, fuck it, let's go now and we'll beat it. But if I don't beat it, I don't fucking leave for at least an hour afterwards. I'm weird. Like with that,
that's
I get
not weird.
Scared.
I mean, that's not that weird.
I get fucking scared. I do not want to die like that.
See, when I have to drive, I don't normally drink that to the point where I'm that fucked up. See, I'm the kind of person, though, I can have 6 beers.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about other people.
No, I'm just saying, but I can have 6 beers over the course of a night at the bar, you know, or like 4 beers in a shot, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm perfectly fine to drive. Literally. Like, even though maybe my blood alcohol isn't.
Right.
I'm not, like, all fucking hazed and shit. Or, yeah. You know, I can drive. It's easy. I drove home on 10 fucking Red Bull and Vodkas. And I was fine. You know? Now, those couple nights when we went down the shore, you know, in Cape May.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could have drove home. I mean, we walked.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we love going down there, to walk everywhere.
I'm just saying, because, like, the condition I was in, I remember the very first night we were there, years ago, it wasn't even, like, recently. First night we were there, we were at this restaurant before we were going to go to the bar, get something to eat. I was already fucked up by, because we started drinking in the day. I was already fucked up by the time we got to the restaurant. By the time we were leaving the bar, I sat in a booth that nobody was in, and I was throwing up under the booth, like under the table of the booth.
Oh, shit.
Because I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I was that fucked up. But once I threw up, I felt better. So I got up, I went outside, got some air, and I was like, all right, I'm getting my bearings back, you know.
Right.
But I was fucking hammered. There's no way I could have drove. There's no way.
And you think a lot of people leave bars and do that?
Well, think about it. When you drink, are you in your right state of mind? Like when you're drunk?
No.
Well, that's what I mean. People think, oh, but so you fine, think they I can drive.
Like, do you think they have friends that don't let them drive?
Yeah, and that's a good thing, but not everybody does.
I know,
and some people have friends like, yeah, you're fine. I'll go in the car with you. And they're the ones who die. You know?
It just sucks. It's like another thing to have to worry about.
Well, as long as you're aware, you don't have to worry
I'm
about it.
I'm super aware when I drive. Well, like, then I'm you don't crazy have to really person. Worry.
You dodge squirrels and deer on the road. You don't think you can drive a big or dodge a big fucking truck or car?
I just had to dodge two geese the other day.
Were they drunk?
No, but they were aggressive.
Quack.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of like major cities like New York and Philadelphia, but one of the great things about living in towns like that are there's public transportation
cabs,
everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cabs, buses, mm-hmm. I mean, subways.
You know, every other month, every 3 months or so, I'm, you know, we'll all get a couple of rooms in the city and we'll just fucking cab all night and you go back and you don't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You know? It's just so much easier that way. Around here, to take a fucking cab from the bar to your house is like $70.
Yeah.
Everything's so
spread
out. And
you gotta schedule it and they gotta wait an hour. It's not like a cab.
You don't even know if they're coming. You call and schedule. You don't even know if they're gonna show up.
Just call Sober Sam.
No, call Uber.
Sober Sam or Uber. Yeah. Both good.
They're cheap.
Sober Sam drives your car back for you, though. Yeah. Uber doesn't.
Yeah, but they also, like, jerk off in your car, too.
Wasn't expecting
that. It's gay.
We knew a guy that worked for Sober Sam, and that's what he'd do.
Yeah.
He'd jerk off in a fucking cup holder.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, yeah, you're fucking person I'm is kidding. Fucked up.
I'm
going to say, huh? Punch that dude in the face when I say him.
Yeah, because Sober Sam is, like, such a super awesome idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he did do some fucked up shit. I'm not going to say what he did. I don't think he's listening, but still, just in case.
Do it.
Nah, you guys don't believe me when I tell you he jerked off in the cup holder.
That would be some shit. They don't remember because they're drunk.
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody wakes up or somebody goes to their car next day and like, what the fuck is going on? My coffee cup doesn't get out of the cup holder.
Did I spill glue in here? What the
fuck? Is this candy? Melted candy?
Oh, yuck.
Let me taste.
Do I have a Cinnabon? Do I have a Cinnabon that melted in here?
Oh, my God.
Why does it smell like chlorine and seawater?
Why does it smell like somebody jerked off in my car last night?
Maybe.
Chlorine. He's like, yep, that's what it tastes like.
It does.
I didn't say it tastes like, it just smells like chlorine seawater.
Chlorine.
I don't know what the fuck it tastes like. I hope I never find out. I think it smells like chlorine.
It does.
It does.
It smells like chlorine in a fish tank.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
It's like swampy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like swampy with a hint
it's
of
like sterilization.
That's so nasty, too.
Yeah. Because,
like, and the funny thing is, like, when you go swimming in a pool, you don't think of jizz. when you smell the chlorine in the pool.
No, not at all. No.
But when you're, you know, when I'm picking up my dirty jizz towels, I'm like,
that smells like a pool.
That smells like a pool. And I'm like, wow, it smells like a pool.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, man.
Gotta give girls credit for taking that down, man.
It's not that bad.
Well, good for you.
It's not.
See? It's good for you, too. It's got, like, protein in it and shit.
I hear.
Hey, man, you know.
AIDS?
Whatever makes you do it.
Or AIDS.
Makes up for the no anal.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, no anal.
That's a good point.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
You make up for it.
Yeah,
she should be sucking.
I'm not
dick.
A very good catch.
No, not the sucking dick part, the swallowing.
She should be swallowing.
All righty.
To make up for the ass, but it doesn't really make up for the ass, is what you're saying.
No.
Because the ass should always be involved, is what you're saying.
You're personally, fucking disgrace.
Personally, I don't give a shit. Oh. The ass is my third favorite hole. As long as I get the mouth and the puss, I really don't care.
That's the most important.
Watch it, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Third favorite hole. Out of how many? Six? Depends how big the chick is. She might have a belly button you could fuck.
A crease.
A fold.
Ew.
Lube it up.
Ew.
Good for you.
Well, what a shock. Missy's disgusted by fat people.
I know, right? Shocking.
Shut up.
Take it easy over there.
Shut up.
She must vomit as soon as she gets into her car every time she leaves here.
I know.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I know. That's why she never posts on my Facebook, because if she sees my pictures, she'll throw up at her laptop.
Let me go on Fub's fat Facebook and see.
Fat book.
Oh, my God.
I'll fat book you? Fat book me.
Triple chin book.
You going to cry now?
No.
Okay.
Good. I thought you were talking about me. I was actually drying my eye.
No.
You're going to cry now. You're just waiting for it, though.
That's old bag.
Margaret just waits in the wings for
it. That's old news now.
Are you crying yet?
You guys hear, like, all hell is breaking loose outside. It's like crazy thunderstorms going on.
Yeah, it's like Braveheart going out in front of my house. It's people
fighting. It is. There's, like, a war.
I don't hear
it. And now it sounds awesome. I'm, like, stoked right now. I want some weed. You got some weed? Let's smoke.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Nothing. That's,
what do you mean? You got all serious. What do you mean? What do you mean? What's wrong with me?
We could be here another 2 hours. Talk about what's wrong with you.
Oh, thanks. We could be here for another 2 hours talking about what's wrong with you. Ow!
I didn't say it was good. What's that, like the female dice?
Oh.
Ow.
I have no idea why I did that.
Neither do we.
You're a wacko.
Yeah.
She's a malignant cunt.
Or I'm not. I'm malignant.
Malignant, yes.
Malignant?
No.
I thought he was saying malignant.
Malignant.
Malignant. Am I not saying... Am I really mumbling it?
Fillet malignant.
Fillet malignant. How do you like it?
So you gave up the Pepsi?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I only had it last week because I needed to wake up.
Okay.
Good for you.
I figured you were trying to clear out the whole throaty thing.
It was really bad last week.
You're in and out with that.
I know, but it's been progressively good for the past while. I mean, it was on the up and up, I guess, okay? And at least in my mind. And then it started getting... But I feel like I was smoking more cigarettes.
I have cancer!
Yeah. I definitely was smoking more cigarettes. So I stopped smoking as much cigarettes, though.
Okay.
Trying to get better.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Let us know how you make out.
Well.
You guys want to talk about that Sterling thing or no?
I don't give a fuck.
All right. Daniel Sterling. He's a racist asshole.
Is that Donald's brother? Are they both racist?
What do you mean?
His name's Donald Sterling.
His name is Donald? I thought it was Daniel. Jesus Christ.
Racist fucking pig.
So Dan... Donald.
Danny boy.
Donald Sterling, which I'm sure everyone is aware of who he is right now. He is the owner of the Clippers in the past. He's not now, right? Are they... They're
he
making
still
so,
still owns the team.
Right. He
sounds
owns
like everybody knows who he is but you.
I don't really know who he is. I know who he is just from the story, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. I never knew who he was before that. That's why I had to ask you what he did for a living and all that other shit. Donald Sterling is, what, 80?
Yeah.
Okay, he's 80 as a, like, 20-something-year-old girlfriend.
She claims she's not his girlfriend.
They're just friends.
He just spent $1.5 million on gifts.
How much?
$1.5
million. Because he can. I mean,
two Bentleys, a Ferrari, and a house or something like that.
For just that little?
Two Bentleys.
I feel like it would be more.
Two Bentleys, Ferraris, and a house. Whatever. You know.
Well, she recorded him saying racist comments about not wanting black people at his games. And for her to take pictures with black people and put it on... I'm pretty sure that he referred to it multiple times as the Instagram.
Hold on. He's telling her to take pictures with black people and put it on
Instagram?
Okay.
To not.
I thought you were saying...
Yeah, no, to not do it. And the black person he was referring to, was it Magic Johnson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I found bizarre, because he says later on in the tape that he likes Magic Johnson and respects Magic Johnson. So it was very confusing.
Yeah, he likes him and respects him for a black guy. There's still, in his mind, somebody like Magic Johnson still isn't on his level because he's black.
That's what happens when you're a white supremacist. You're supreme from other races and ethnicities.
My whole thing is, what the fuck took so long? This guy has been a well-known racist for years, and nobody gave a shit. Why now?
Behind closed doors.
Why now? What? No, he didn't
he
do
didn't.
It behind closed doors.
He didn't do it behind closed doors.
She taped him. Was it them too? Wasn't it?
Dude, Elgin Baylor fucking tried to sue him for shit.
Oh, he
like
did
this. Years ago. Know.
Years ago, yeah. he was talking to Rolly Massimino with an open spot for
guy.
Coach.
Yeah.
And he said, he flat out said, "I want to know why you think you can coach these niggers." This has been out for years.
Wow, I didn't know that.
This has been out for years. This guy's been a racist asshole his whole life, and now all of a sudden they want to get rid of him. They should have got rid of this fuck 10 years ago. This guy's been an asshole his entire life. Wow. This guy's been, he owns all sorts of fucking apartments. He refused to rent to black people. He got sued. He said he didn't want to rent to Mexicans because he said they just sit around and smoke and drink all day. This guy's been an asshole. Yeah, he's been an asshole for years.
Gee, I didn't know that.
Like, I know who, before this happened, I knew who the owner of the Clippers was. Why would I even know that? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because this guy's been in the news for years for doing this shit.
So is it a just punishment for him to be forced to sell the team?
Be forced to make $400 or $500 million when he sells the team?
Right,
yeah, I would say
exactly.
It's just.
He's already worth like $2 billion, right?
What can you do?
Nothing.
Is it, I mean, yeah, okay, it's good for the players that this guy, and he's, the difference between him saying this and like a player saying it is he's in a position of power. He employs thousands of people. You can't be like that when you're, or at least you can't get caught.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this guy's been an asshole his whole fucking life.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I didn't know, I thought this was like
it's funny you play that. He said in front of the old commissioner.
And I know how forgetful you niggas are when it comes to paying bills.
In front of the old commissioner. Now, again, this is something that's been around for years. Remember Danny Manning?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, "I'm offering a lot of money to a poor black kid."
Nice place, nigga.
Like, that's all that matters to this guy.
Think he does that when he goes into a black guy's, like, house?
Oh, dude,
your couch, nigga.
He's probably never been in a black guy's house.
Buy another one, you rich motherfucker.
I just, my thing is, why are you making a big deal about it now? What
yeah,
he did
it
this
is
time
weird that he did now.
Isn't as bad as half of the shit he's done.
No, the shit that he done did in the past.
He done did it.
The rabbit done died.
That was way worse than this shit that he said. It's like, all right, like it's racist, obviously. Yeah, it's obviously racist.
He got caught on.
Yeah. But he got. Oh, man. I don't know. He's an asshole. He
took you long enough.
Not running to people, like not running to people because they smell.
Not running to
because
people because they smell.
Because they're black. Like he said, they're black and they smell.
From when he got sued for the racial discrimination in housing, this is a quote. "Is she one of those black people that stink? Just evict the bitch."
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he won some NAACP award.
He's about to get one, too.
Yeah. Yay.
He's about to
receive
one, like, this week.
They took that away.
That's so crazy. Because he throws money at them.
Right. It's not crazy. He donates. When he does something stupid, he'll turn around and fucking donate money to some sort of inner city, blah, 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 blah. And you'll get a word for it.
It's true.
He, you know, any rich person, anytime they have a problem, they just throw money at it and they get away with it.
Yeah, that's insane. It's crazy that he did that, and it's crazy that it makes me think like about the NAACP. So it's like everybody can just be bought at the end of the day, right? Like essentially that's it, because they know that he said all this fucked up shit, but they still took his money.
Mm-hmm.
So do they feel like it's poetic justice? Because it's like, oh, but we have all his money, so it's okay that he's not helping us change the world.
Yeah. Do you know what the NAACP stands for?
No.
Take a guess.
National African American Cultural something.
What would the P be?
People?
Wait, say that again.
National African American Cultural People.
Does that even make a little sense to you?
No, dude, it doesn't make sense at all.
You know what it stands for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
What does it stand for?
I want you to guess it before I say it.
Was I close?
You got national right.
Was African American right?
Dude, I wish you didn't say that. I was hoping she said use the N-word.
No.
Niggas against
no. Apartheid.
Against apartheid.
Cracker.
No, yeah. Against cracker punk motherfuckers.
What does it mean?
No, come on. I want you to guess.
National African American. I have no fucking idea.
What could CP be besides cerebral palsy? National Association of African American Cerebral Palsy.
And begin.
I don't know. Constitutional.
Hold on. Okay.
National African American Constitutional. Fuck.
Pussy.
Just think of P.
P.
Piss clam.
I don't know what the P is. Parliament?
Funkadelic.
Flashlight.
There you go. That makes sense.
Burnham, burnham.
National African American Constitutional Parliament.
You were so close.
What was it?
It's the National Association of Advancement for Color People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's a racist fucking
thing. It's so racist.
Well.
Goddamn jiggaboo.
Yeah, I guess it could have been worse.
Why don't they rename it?
Sucking motherfucker. What kind of Molignans it is?
Bunch of Molignans.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet, nigga.
Colored Jesus. People. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Why don't they rename it? That's bizarre.
Choco Paquet.
That's what the C's for now. The National Association of Advancement for Charcoal.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Colored people. Those nigga fucking horse, they play that music so loud.
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Fucking mind everywhere. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it came out such a long time ago, so it's
fucking change it. WWF changed.
Honestly,
their
I don't
name.
Like. I don't like the term African Americans.
I like it better than.
No, I just don't
people.
Like. It's stupid. It's just they're fucking Americans.
I agree with you.
You know
on
what
that.
I mean? Like Italian Americans. We're Americans. We're born here. You know, we're Italian descent, but we grew up. We were born and raised here. It's fuck. I mean, if you want to, I don't know. It just sounds so fucking derogatory.
No, they like group all us white people together as Caucasian.
Yeah,
like in the little box. Why don't they, like, come up with, like, another box, then? Like, I would love to come up with a box.
More boxes, the better. Mean?
Like, and it, you know what? Fuck it. It doesn't even matter because it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, but then it would get too.
Like, I guess for the census or something. Mad about something. No, it just it makes me mad.
But you, racism you, makes her sad.
But you know what? Like a, like an application, it'll say all those terms. You know,
yeah.
It'll say Hispanic, black. Is that what it says on the?
Yeah, it says black. Hispanic, yeah. Black, Caucasian.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to get into detail about everything? Mick, WAP, Dago.
Yeah, but you know how Caucasians are all lumped together.
Yeah.
Why does it matter, by the way?
It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't. To be honest with you.
It kind of does.
Well, okay.
Like for a census or something like that, I could see, but like why in general does it matter?
It depends on what you're talking about.
Because racism will never die. That's why.
No, I don't think so. I think like once never die. Our generation, maybe the next generation all dies off.
Look, 50, 60 years from now.
I'm a couple hundred, I'm thinking.
I don't have to worry about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Once our generation, next generation dies off.
Don't worry, Chris. You could still be racist.
I don't think it's going to take that long.
It will.
I don't think so.
What?
We'll
be dead by the time.
A couple years ago, white babies became the minority.
What?
So, like, when does that mean? Like, you know when babies are born?
Where did you get that stat? That doesn't.
I read it. I read it somewhere. That's not true. We actually talked about it.
That's not true.
Did you read it? Jet Magazine?
XXL?
No, but I read it somewhere.
The source?
I thought I read it somewhere. Well, we actually talked about it.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't, because I would have laughed in your face.
Why?
Because white babies are not the minority baby. Even though there's many more illegitimate other race babies, white babies are not the minority.
How do you know that?
Just look it up. Google it. It's fucking census. There's still more white kids being born than
census
fucking
is public.
Yeah.
Get that information.
You got to remember, there's still a great deal of people in this country that aren't any other whatever. They're Caucasian.
Okay.
You make it sound like, you know, Caucasians are a minority. They're not. They're still the majority.
Okay. I really read that somewhere.
Okay, well, find it and read it.
Right now?
No, I'm saying okay, when you yeah. come across it, read it.
All right.
But
I don't
think white babies are the minority. I mean, if you're thinking in the case of illegitimacy, you know, even then I don't think so, because the Caucasian is such a higher... It's a majority. It's such a high majority compared to all. If you go state by state, right?
Okay.
You just go state by state, and you look at the demographic of each state, you know, the percentage of Caucasian, the percentage of I don't know how they would put it. Would they put Latin, Hispanic,
yeah.
Asian, I guess African-American is what they use.
You can go town to town with that. They even go
but
to
I'm
town.
Saying if you just go by state, I guarantee you almost every single state, the majority – and by a lot, is still Caucasian.
But what I had read is that mixed races are having babies. So, like, Caucasians are having babies with people that aren't white now. Like, that's why. That's why the...
That's why I was trying to say earlier, in about 50, 60 years, the majority of kids on this planet will probably be mixed.
Okay.
But that's a long time from now.
That is a long time.
A mulatto, if you will.
Mulatto. Right.
Red-boned.
Caramel. Red-boned? Is that red-boned. What
you As opposed to yellow, as the Chinese. Asians.
Yeah, I don't... It's going to be a long time before everybody's mixed. Everyone's mixed now. The problem is people don't realize that eventually everyone will be mixed with today's cultures. Like, you're not just white, you're a mutt.
She's all races and all ethnicities.
Yeah.
I am.
I know. You're mixed. You're mixed. I'm mixed. Actually, I'm not mixed.
We're all mixed.
We're all mixed.
I'm pure.
You're pure?
Yeah, fat. No, I don't really think I fat. Have any other... I don't think I have any other ethnicity besides Italian. Like, I don't have Indian or French or anything like that in my... family. But see, Italians at some point weren't Italians either. Do you see what I'm saying? If you go even further back, they were you know, they could have been Austrians that moved to Italy. They could have been fucking Greeks that moved to Italy.
Yeah.
So it's just, it doesn't, it's pointless at this point to keep track of what someone is. It is what it is.
Yep.
Get over it.
Word. I agree with that.
You know?
Fully.
True that.
What's Sterling? I mean, this dude is 80 years old. He was his prime, the prime of his life, racism was fun for him. You see what I'm saying? This is before civil rights.
Yeah.
He was having a blast. He was probably one of the guys holding the hose, you know, that would wash black guys down the street or sicking dogs on. This guy, he's a fucking piece of shit. And you know what? He'll be dead soon. Not soon enough, but he'll be dead soon. And we don't have to hear about his stupid bullshit anymore.
Yeah, he's a fucking jerk off.
I do like what they did with his clip. They took his audio of what he said about the whole, you know, Twitter and everything like that, and they mashed it up with a scene from Seinfeld when George Costanza was in Steinbrenner's office. So they basically took out Steinbrenner's voice, who was done by Larry David, and they put in the audio recording of Sterling. The video is
associating with black people.
Yes, sir.
Why? Is there a benefit to you?
No, sir.
Why are you saying these things? Maybe you're stupid.
No, sir.
I want you to love them privately. You could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them on the Instagram and...
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, so you're lousy Instagrams. You don't have to have yourself with black people. Bring him here. Feed him. I don't care. You can do anything. But don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see it. You're supposed to be a delicate Latina girl. Let's finish our discussion with a period, okay?
That's funny. The fact that he even said that to the chick, they actually said that, let's finish our discussion after the period. Like, what an asshole. Let's finish up this racial.
Does it bother you that she profited off of this?
Yes.
Did she profit?
She's going to.
While she sold the video, everybody knows who she is now.
Yeah, she's profiting.
Yep. That's what she does.
Yeah, it does bother.
That's what she does, apparently, though.
She's a huge cunt. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to come off as defending him, but she set that motherfucker up.
And,
you know, I'm glad he got set up because it finally pushed him out when he should have been pushed out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what a cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like what?
Especially for somebody who bought Bentleys for you and fucking a house for you.
Well, she got what she could out of the guy, and she probably just didn't want to suck his balls anymore.
Can't blame her.
Because he's 80.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know. If I was single and I was with an 80-year-old woman and she was like that kind of rich, I'd stick it out.
I just got
a fucking update. Los Angeles NAACP president has resigned following scrutiny of his decision to honor Donald Sterling. This just in, live.
Wow.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
What an idiot. Guess he didn't do his...
Shit's going to roll downhill for real.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck.
That's great.
Yeah, that's funny.
Fuck him.
Good riddance.
Peace out.
I wonder what this guy's probably thinking at this point.
Donald?
The president of the NAACP, the Los Angeles chapter.
Fucking asshole.
He's like, I didn't even do my due diligence.
But there's no due diligence to do.
Well, if you knew about his past.
Yeah. I used to watch basketball a lot more, you know, back in the 90s and the early 2000s than I do now. I don't really give a shit about basketball, but like, I knew who this guy was, like, years ago. I knew he was just a racist asshole.
Yeah.
I think I remember reading something. Remember Baron Davis?
Yeah.
When he played for the Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
Sterling used to fucking harass this guy as he was dribbling the ball down the court. His team! He would harass his own players.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you know what he would say to them?
Like, I don't think he was dropping N-bombs and shit. Okay. He ain't got that type of nutsack.
No,
I think he would bust his balls like, come on, do something. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I pay you all this money. I give you a light.
What are you standing there like a gorilla for? Something already.
I read this thing that
Dunk
he
it.
he would bring, he brought, like, I guess it was like his ex-wife or something, and into the locker rooms after the game and be like, look at all my beautiful black men, like shit like that.
That's a weirdo.
He said that?
Yeah. Look at all these beautiful black bodies.
Meanwhile, they were probably like pulling, like they were probably running a train on his wife.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do is let her get a load of one of those fucking...
And I'll ram it up your buck.
Fuck that.
Hey, man. You know what? I'm shocked that this woman, that's his wife, is okay with these mistresses like that.
This is a strange wife. That's what they were saying.
In public. I mean, doesn't she, isn't she like somewhat embarrassed or,
I mean, I would think so as a woman.
She's
got to
feel shitty on some level.
Yeah, there's so much money.
Obviously, she's in it for the money.
Yeah,
she's not, you know, she didn't, you know, dump the guy, but she could have divorced him and took half. Mm-hmm. Unless he's got some.
Yeah, if they're from California, I mean, shit, when you get married.
Yep, she gets half.
Half.
He's an asshole.
Maybe. Yeah, fuck this dude.
Yeah.
Fuck Donald. Snoop Dogg went off on him. It was awesome.
That was funny. Yeah. I don't have that audio clip.
Snoop Dogg went into him pretty much like, fuck you, motherfucker. I don't know how many times he said it in that, like, 30 seconds, 15 seconds.
Lil Wayne had something to say, too.
Did he? What did he say?
He had a video that he put out. He wasn't like Snoop Dogg, though. He was just like, he was kind of being almost PC about it. He was like, I don't know, man. If I was on a basketball team and I played for someone like that, I would just quit or whatever. Like, I wouldn't play for them anymore. He's like, I feel bad for the players and this and that.
You got a contract and shit.
And then there was an interview done with fucking Meta World Peace of all fucking people.
Wow.
I can't believe I have to say that asshole's name.
Just Ron Artest.
Ron Artest. Fucking Meta World Peace. Now I'm going to start using N-bombs. So anyway. So he said, you know, they asked him, well, what do you think about this? And you know, would you be able to play for an owner like this? Would you be? And he was like, look, man, everybody knew this guy was like this. It is a disgusting. He's a disgusting human being. He's like, but you also have to understand, you know, basketball players don't go to play in the NBA because they're playing for their owner.
Right.
They're playing for themselves. They're playing for their teammates. Yeah. They're playing to get a championship, to make a great money. You know, he's like, this is what we do. This is our business.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's running a team or he's not running a team, it's not going to stop a basketball player from playing because that's how he makes his money. You know, he's got to make his money. And he's got, you know, if you're trying to win and compete, that's the only, you're not going to compete if you're not on the court. So that was his version of it. And I was just like, okay, I guess. But, you know, then fucking firebomb the motherfucker.
Throwing
Molotov cocktail through his fucking press box window.
I got Snoop's video if you want to hear
it. Oh, yeah, go ahead, play it.
A message to the motherfucker that owned the Clippers. You bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
How does he really feel?
That's great.
That is great. You go fucking Snoop Dogg. I love it.
Cool.
He said fuck his mama. Mm-hmm. That bitch has probably been dead for 50 years.
I know, right?
Leave it up to Snoop.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Right,
yeah, enough of that too.
It's your new name.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
All right, you guys want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Melissa.
Yes, thank you for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock. Make sure to go on Riotcast.com. Check out the new website. Check out all the other awesome shows. Make sure you check out our Facebook and our Twitter and download... Subscribe to us on iTunes and download the new show next week. Comes out every Thursday. And don't forget to support us. It's a support button now.
You're right.
Go on the new website, riotcast.com/jerseyjerks. Check out all our sponsors and support us.
All right.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.